you listen to him.
Shut up.
Hands enlarge my mind. He's a poet, warrior in the classic sense. I mean, sometimes he'll, well, you say hello to him, right? And he'll just walk right by you, and he won't even notice you. And then suddenly he'll grab you, and he'll throw you in a corner, and he'll say, do you know that if is the middle word in life? If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself and all men doubt you. I mean, I can't. I'm a little man. He's a great man. I should have been a pair of ragged claws scuttling across floors of silent seas. I mean, don't go without me, okay? I want to get a picture.
Hi, my name's Clarence. You know, I'm not a very happy person. I come home from my day at work, and I don't like it there very much because they make fun of me at my work, and nobody really understands me at my work, and nobody wants to be involved with me at my work, and nobody really understands what's going on when I have to go take my courses, when people see me at school. So you know what started to happen? I started to hear voices. I started to hear voices every Sunday night, and they started to tell me to do things. And I'm doing things on Sunday night because the voices tell me to do them. And I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say. And now with all the voices, I can hear them every time I want to.
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio, and it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated, mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for 3 irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell?
Welcome to the satanic version of What the Hell.
That would imply have a satanic version of a show called What the Hell.
I don't know.
That would imply
it's
that
more
some
satanic
place in some other universe is an angelic version. I can't even conceive of
what
that.
What the heaven?
And,
I don't know.
In some alternate universe, what they're
originally scheduled programming.
what actually happens is in an alternate dimension, there's like a really, really cool planet with all these like closet Christians trying to be like hardcore conformist and like, no, we shouldn't have freedoms. We should all be regulated and have dogma and have all this bullshit. You know,
speaking of freedoms,
we've had no revolution.
A place where, like, what is NAMBLA here is the Republican Party there.
Speaking of freedom, we have a call from jail.
We have a call from jail.
A different jail. We got a different recording this time. Hi, Skip. How you doing?
I'm living.
What's going on, Skip?
Okay, first off, last week, well, actually earlier this past week, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I finally got brought over here to Indiana. I finally finished my sentence in Cambria County.
Great!
Yay!
So now what?
One down.
Now I get to sit here for a while and wait for them to sentence me here.
Is there anything we can do in the way of mail or anything to that effect?
Okay, I actually have a statement prepared for you guys. I wrote it about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready?
Ready, yep. Go ahead.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of Cult, I appreciate the hundreds of dollars in both cash, postage, and books that Cult members have so unselfishly donated in the past 60 days of my imprisonment. It is now time for me to be unselfish. Cult has lived up to and beyond Sean Kennedy's wishes and plans. A Cult member was in trouble and the organization helped out the person to the point that the troubled member could get back on his own 2 feet. At this time, I ask that no more money be sent to my cause. You've given enough, and when I am released from prison, I plan on giving back. I will keep everyone updated on my condition through either monthly phone calls or letters. I want all to know that they've helped me more than they'll ever know, and now it is time to refocus that energy back to the cause of expanding the group and helping other members in need. I thoroughly enjoyed receiving handwritten letters from all who wrote, and hope that correspondence of this type will continue. Send letters, I will respond. Thank you all for making the last 2 months more livable. Jason Bonsall, a.k.a. Skip Radio.
Excellent.
Okay, so send no more cash.
Yeah.
And, okay, but I respect that, and it's very cool that you've decided to do that, but you never asked for help, so we're not going to stop giving it to you. No, I'm kidding. What it is if I respect that, you know, if you need some space, and lo and behold, you don't want all, you know, the guys in jail down there getting letters from people named, you know, like Bunny Killer from Cult. I respect that. But if you do need stuff, don't be a hero, okay? Say it, all right? Because everybody winds up in shit at some point.
No, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to get rid of you guys. I'm not. I mean, by far, I mean, you guys have done more for me in the last 2 months than a lot of people have done for me in years. So I'm not trying to distance
myself. And that's not what we think.
I basically want to try and, you know, give something back at the point of either, you know, anything.
Well, you went to H2K. You represented us there. Because of you, the German underground knows about us, as well as most of the... a lot of the television personalities, and we've gotten email because of the stuff that you did at the H2K conference.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. So, in essence, we're actually paying you back. But that's okay. What you can do is if you can tell us, like right now you're kind of telling, what I'm getting is watch and shoot, okay? Like, whoop, shouldn't have said that. Whatever is cool, like whatever you need, we're waiting in the wings, okay? So if you need anything, just say the word and it'll happen.
Basically, I mean, send letters. I love to receive letters. I can give you guys my new address right now if you know, ready to take it down.
Sure. All the gargoyles are ready to take it down.
Okay, whoever's writing and listening, it's Jason Bonsall, same old name, of course, I never changed it. You're going to send it to Indiana County Jail, Indiana, like the state, 55 North 9th Street, that's the number 9, followed by TH, Indiana, Pennsylvania, kind of oxymoronic, I thought. 15701.
Okay, that'll get posted on the cult page. So hopefully someone with posting rights before the end of the show. Don't cross-post, guys. Let one person post it. But that should be posted on the site before the end of the night.
Yeah, I mean, send letters. Everybody who sent letters so far, I've written... I believe I wrote everyone back, and if they didn't get the response yet, they should soon. The last two letters that I sent to Canada... left, I believe, 3 days before I left Cambria, so they'll be coming soon if they're not there already.
Can someone send you a large letter, like, say, about 25 pieces of paper? Is that possible?
Yeah, as long as it's in a, you know, like a 9x12 envelope, you know, nothing contraband in there, just paper. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's great, because the virus manifesto is finished and will be able to be downloaded this Halloween.
Oh, great. Tuesday. So, wonderful.
So we'll be able to, I'm sure that someone will either download it and get a copy to you, or maybe I'll send you one myself.
Okay,
I've got that off my plate.
If you do that, include a cover letter for the prison stating that it's, you know, like not a security risk or whatever, and tell them.
Maybe that's a bad idea. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't send something called the virus manifesto.
You know what I mean? Because this jail is rather large on male security, so.
Okay, so that's a good point. Nobody fuck around. This guy's, you know, he's in a pretty dark place. Like, we've been kind of become accustomed with Skip phoning us from jail, but he's still in jail, and it's dangerous, and he's in a really bad place. Now, as to the charges you're being held on here, are you in any danger?
No, currently I'm basically secure.
Okay, so what is the feel like? Have you spoken with the lawyers? Do you know what's going to happen? Like, should we be get ready to send letters? Because I mentioned in brainwashing that you may need letters... of, like, character reference.
Yeah, that I'm going to need. The thing is, I haven't gotten a chance to speak to my lawyer yet in this county. What I'm going to do is this week I'm going to be putting a request into the prison officials here to find out who my lawyer is still in this county, considering this was 2 years ago that the offense occurred, and get in contact with my lawyer to find out, you know, i.e. when they're going to have a sentencing date, whether I'm going to be able to present evidence at the sentencing date, etc.
Okay, so you just, it's another case of just wait and watch, and we'll see what's going on.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, if anything drastically changes in a week or two, I'll definitely call and notify.
Right on, Skip. Right on, baby. Okay, man, we're going to keep moving with the show here. We got a lot to cover, but I'm really glad you called, man.
Yeah, I just figured I wanted to get that out of the way at the start. That way, you know, I can go about my business, and you guys can know that that's out of the way.
Absolutely. We're all behind you on this one, man. You're not alone.
I'm glad.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
All right, what the hell.
Excellent.
No, Skip from Cambridge, or...
Well...
that was the old
no,
one.
No, he wasn't in Cambridge.
Illinois jail.
Well, he's actually... He had two jails he had to visit. He's finished with the one jail, so he's 50% through the level.
Yeah.
And now he's got to go through the rest of the level
and face the big boss.
And face the big boss.
Yeah.
And at that point, he should be able to get free. Skip Radio, if you're looking for details, it's on the website. He's being held for bullshit charges. So he was actually Skip Radio. A lot of people are like, what are you talking about, H2K? For newcomers to Cult, Skip Radio represented Cult and traveled to New York and was at the H2K conference by 2600, and because he was actually in charge of media relations there, and was handing out, like, he was talking to television stations.
And representing Colt and 2600.
And 2600. So it was like he was both. He was like this total ambassador for us, and it was very, very, very cool. And so now he's kind of wound up in a dark place, caught up as like a cog in a system that's totally run amok. And he's, because of tasks that Colt has done, because Colt has been able to bind together and get behind the guy, he's doing okay. He's doing okay.
Shaved a couple of weeks, I'm sure, off of his sentence.
Well, more than that, it's your head. You got to keep your head together when you're in a place like that. And if you think that you're all alone, like, those letters help more than you can possibly know. When you're in a dark place like that, letters are like a gift from God. You just, it gets you out of there just for a little while, lets you know that somebody out there on the flip side gives a shit. Could you imagine how it would feel to just be locked into a situation like that and be, you know, utterly and totally fucked? So that would really, really, really suck. Okay. So going around the room tonight, we have Scary Girl on the left.
The evil doctor girl
on the left.
Hello, good evening. Oh, I am sorry. I can't do like a Transylvanian style accent. I'm sorry. Yeah. I suck.
That's all right. We understand.
And then we have not dressed up at all this evening.
Not at all.
We have Nomad Centaur.
Prepare for judgment.
Okay. Then we've got little dot com girl.
I'm little dot com girl.
And then we have Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
Also known as Porn on Beta.
Hello.
You got a pretty mouth.
You got a pretty mouth. And then we have Ronan Medic.
Hello, everyone, once again.
And then we have a Republican.
Fuck the poor.
As 200% sexy PVM. And we have an American.
Hi. People back home ain't going to believe this.
You're old Uncle Dak. And for his first time appearance, along with Nomad Centaur, we have
the blotted out
no ringleader.
No pictures.
What are you doing? Are you? Oh, no.
Confirmed. You have to look at the camera. You retard.
No pictures. Okay, the back of the head. The ringleader.
Actually, what we can do is we can get a shot. We'll blur out the front of it so you can't see who the fuck you are. And then, because if I was a Republican, I wouldn't want to be on this show either. And then we have Drexel, Private Drexel, saying.
Hi.
Da?
And welcome to the show.
And then there's me, Sean, getting a fucking man thing. No, baby. Okay, so. And then we have Hoon Ganenki, who is currently in the Distractometer.
Hi there, girls. I'm taken. Sorry, I have a tattoo on my ass to prove it.
Say, Yankee, that's a clever costume you have, a hacker.
Yeah.
No, I'm that guy. Remember Boondock Saints, the super straight faced killer guy?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was a cool guy.
The guy in the bathroom?
Yeah, that's the guy.
I look just like him.
I was just disappointed he didn't get shot on the can. Because he was such a badass. Wouldn't that just be the way for the badass to go?
Did he get his ass shot?
Well, you know, he was such a badass. You know, they described him as brutal killer. He was so cold. He dragged, you know, the family from room to room. He just
so
killed
dark.
Them. You know, the kids were upstairs, and then he gets shot in the toilet. Wouldn't that be great? Okay, you guys
friend of mine.
Move on.
And that's very satisfying.
And Samarian. Wait a minute. We forgot the station manager. And
dressed up as a station manager of an entire radio station.
Yes, yes. We're totally weak.
I'm dressed up as a professional driver.
We did not.
Really?
We did not dress up.
I'm afraid I'm not getting the humor of that.
I didn't even hear what he said. Don't feel bad.
He said, "Oh, really?"
So very,
does that
very
clarify it for you?
Not really. No.
Anyway. Extended the rules a little bit. Went overboard, but you know it's Halloween and
extended the rules.
Oh yeah, we're over full. Can't you tell?
Well, how many we got here?
Two over, I think. Two over.
Well, I think we're at
two or three over.
Actual match. Let's really quickly go through the IRC.
Really, really quickly. How fast can you do it, Sean?
Okay, in the IRC tonight, we have, of course, there's Sumerian, but then we have Echo, Emilio, Solon Zero, Bab, Soul Rapist, Orgasm Integrity, Jodath More Live, Pele, Suda, The Oracle, Apocalypse Away, Enki, Linux M Bike, Melancholic, Paradox, Rooster 1-2, Rooster 2-2. Gargoyle, Celerin, Simplex, Yakman, 123, New Guy, Crazy, Dark Crazy, Fuck, Probably, Guardian,
APOC, Guardian, Pharaoh, Junior Bomber, Rasnikolikov, Optic, Midget, losing point, losing place, Nomad, EOA, Buck, Bite, D-Synapse, Half Elf, Judas, Keckler, Plastic, Punk of Evil, Rapid Wombat, Skitty, The Anomaly, Terrell, Nixter, Music God 1, Plutonium, Rancid Girl, Spidey, Spider, Starwork, Tenchi UK, Unholy Dio, that's awesome. Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Smokehouse, hey Smokehouse, Cyber Samurai, T-Knight, Zykar, Vampire Dark Angel, Vampire Death Subject, Asmodee, Zandad's a hottie, Buckex, Artemis and Lathe, Aunt Jemima, Captain Pike, How Low Can You Go? Imagine and Rom, Jigglypuff. That's a great
Jigglypuff.
Jigglypuff.
Oh,
being invaded
by Pokemon.
Is that a Pokemon name?
I'm actually.
Oh, okay.
Paul.
Jigglypuff.
I'm disturbed that you know that.
Then we have Kool-Aid, Nomad Schnitz, Ominous Animus, Sneezing Starfish, Stats, Z, and Zarniwoop.
Wow. And it's Rancid Girl's birthday.
Happy birthday, Rancid
Happy
Girl.
Happy birthday.
So we're not going to sing you happy birthday because that takes valuable time. Valuable, precious time.
And we're not licensed to sing you that birthday.
That's right. We haven't paid for that.
You know, that's valid.
It is.
Yeah.
That's
totally valid. If we were to sing that on the air to you right now, we'd be in copyright violation. And theoretically, since we're distributing to so many people at once, we can get in trouble and go to jail.
Okay, Will, whoa, stop.
It's a public performance.
Even suggesting that is ridiculous because how many other things are we announcing without...
I don't write the law, I just enforce it.
No, you're not enforcing it.
To say.
We play music all the time that's not, you know...
I asked everyone's permission. They said it was okay. All those bands.
Well,
I phoned them up.
Yeah.
I did.
Lars,
prove it. Prove I didn't.
Lars.
I don't play Metallica.
Can I play some Metallica? Yeah,
Lars wouldn't let me, so I don't play Metallica.
We don't play Metallica or any other boy bands for that matter. So that's all fine. But yeah.
Oh.
And it's daylight savings time, so if people are tuning in an hour late or right on time,
they're all fucked up. It's all
fucked
bad.
Up.
Now, somebody told me
something.
Yeah,
so if you're from Saskatchewan.
Yes, that's what I heard. Apparently Saskatchewan refuses to acknowledge daylight savings.
Yes,
no, that's smart. What? This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. We're going to change time for daylight savings? Why don't we just accept the way the world is and go, you know what? It's darker at different times in the winter, and it's lighter at different times in the summer.
Because eventually you've got summer weather in December if you wait long enough.
No, that's what leap year is about.
Yeah.
Oh, so then,
no,
so you're willing to accept the leap year, but you won't accept daylight savings time.
What's that?
You're willing to accept the leap year.
Yes,
but
leap year keeps us
only once every 4 years.
Leap year time subject on what the hell?
No.
Leap year keeps us on track.
Leap year keeps you regular.
Daylight savings
like fiber
barely adjusts. Time by an hour, and then we get it back at the end of the year.
Really, the 21st century, yet after all.
And the Chinese are going, "What the fuck are you guys on about?
What are you talking about?"
And the Jews are boldly prepared to go.
You pay two times, big fat white guy. It's not all you can eat for you, big fat white guy. You pay two times. And I'll fuck you.
But it's bad for the people in Saskatchewan now because they're like. Totally
there are people in
now.
Saskatchewan. Have you been to Saskatchewan?
There's
it's
people
the fucking
in Saskatchewan.
Void. It is the void.
Yes, it's a place called the
I've been there.
Dimension.
I've lived there.
It is.
It's the second dimension. It has legs.
Hey, don't
and
piss
width.
Them off.
I like my wheat.
One person at a time.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal. Saskatchewan is a completely 2D world. It is all 2D. They have no 3D effects in Saskatchewan.
Have you
ever noticed what?
I had many adventures in Saskatchewan.
But people who come here from Saskatchewan have like an inferiority complex, and when they're talking to you, they're like yeah, I did this, and I rode a rhino around at a party once, and you did nothing. Yeah, they all do that.
They all do that.
Cult is actually very strong in Saskatchewan, which says some very scary things about Saskatchewan. You know, you got this one guy with a phone line sitting in the void going, I'm a member of the greatest counterculture movement in the world.
Who's letting people out of Saskatchewan?
What's that?
Who's letting people out of Saskatchewan?
Hey, my experience in Saskatchewan, my brother was, that was the only time in my life where my brother was a noble being was when we lived in Saskatchewan.
Why is that?
What?
We were coming home from Halloween, you know, and these kids were going to take our candy. He goes, go, Darce, run. And he, you know, fended them off, and, well, they beat him up and took his candy, but I got mine free. And
what
then, and then we're selling Kool, you know, we're selling Kool-Aid
out.
And having to deal
with
the town bullies again.
Never mind.
Saskatchewan had a good effect on my brother.
On your brother. What about
brother?
You? Look what it's done to you, Darcy.
Now it's only me. My mic is not loud enough. I have my candy. He's gone. Me.
Laxatives
have
yeah,
good effects on you, too, but you
I've lost track
thinking.
Of what everyone is talking about.
Me, too.
Try not
What's
to...
What's going
I
on?
I wondered if you were from a prairie province, if you lost your depth perception because everything was so flat.
There's no need for it, right?
Actually, I've got a good buddy of mine.
Hey, look, a pool.
I've got a buddy of mine named Ryan Herbert, who is this total farm boy guy. Like, everyone makes fun, oh, you stupid prairie fucker, what do you do all day long? Nothing.
Well, actually, I throw hay bales 4 stories.
Right, yeah, that's, you guys are cool, fuck. Because no, you know, these guys are like, I'll castrate you. I know how. Okay, no, it's all good.
No one ever said that prairie people weren't strong and, like, well-fed and everything. My problem is, and I honestly, because I live with a prairie person, I think the problem is they've been away from the ocean too long, and their brains have dehydrated.
I don't know. I just remember meeting this one guy who thought that a great party topic was, hey, girls, want me to tell you how you artificially inseminate a cow? No, that's great. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, they are a little dense. Party
you should hear our father talk about things, though. Dad, dear old dad. Oh, look, nature special on. Right in time for dinner. Slugs mating. This is great. I love this stuff. Meanwhile, warp.
Keep track of the fluids.
Inky and I have, because of that, have been singularly blessed with the talent to talk about just about anything over food. We actually have a bizarre knack for bringing up the gross, disgusting, and gory topics while we're eating, say, pizza.
You'll do fine at the hall.
And in case any of you are wondering, slugs are hermaphroditic. They do each other at the same time. Yeah, we did watch that show. What was dinner? I think it was pasta with Alfredo sauce. I don't remember for sure.
I thought it was a stir fry with like a nice clear sauce. I don't know.
That's escargot much?
Well, that's just
move along.
Great.
So we're going to do sort of a theme tonight a little bit later. We'll get through some stuff first.
And then we're going to
get into scary stories.
Actually, we've got everyone here to tell a really great scary story.
Mm-hmm.
Including, actually, it's great that we have the ringleader here because
me and him
can tell about the time God tried to get us.
Yeah. When they fell into an actual scary movie. Okay, so
I've got the news. We're going to do the news now.
We're going to do the news?
We're going to try.
Is there any news that really
there is.
Matters?
Oh, yeah, right. There is.
All right, here we go.
Here's the news.
What the fuck? It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
Okay, us horrible Canadians with our... with our laws, and we're very sensitive about things up here.
Eminem strikes back at Canadian critics.
So.
Okay, so let's see what Eminem had to say.
Rapper calls woman who filed hate crimes complaint against him a bitch, opens Toronto show with Kill You.
You know,
I've been really critical about this guy. You know, maybe there is something to his music.
He's great.
He's such a happy, loving individual.
He says, I dedicate this next song to that bitch Valerie Smith, Eminem said before playing the critic-bashing track The Way I Am from his multi-platinum Marshall Mathers LP, according to the Canadian Press Wire Service. So she basically wanted to file a criminal complaint against Eminem with the hate laws that Canada has. But Canada does not protect women under the hate laws.
Well, that's good.
Oh!
I mean, it's 50% of the population. I mean, if you strike out against any woman, it's hate automatically. And
no,
it goes under hate laws?
I don't think so. And it wasn't like I should kill all women. He just thinks he should kill that one woman.
Yeah.
It's all hypothetical.
Well, what's her name?
That's fine.
Samari.
It's all hypothetical.
What's her name, Samari?
Valerie Smith.
Yes, our laws do not specifically protect Valerie Smith under the hate laws.
The Valerie Smith hate law.
So you know what I found amusing about the whole let's ban Eminem thing?
Uh-huh.
Was the fact that in Ontario, at least, they're like, okay, yeah, we're going to try our best to ban Eminem. And then
closer.
Okay, and then in BC,
we have to ask permission because in our paper, the province, the next day, it says, should we ban Eminem? it's like we need permission from Ontario. But
okay,
I have
two words for this Eminem ban thing, which I will say right after Girl on the Left gets her say.
Well, I was just this actually got me thinking, though, like, even if you, like, just ignoring the Eminem fact, find myself thinking, okay, what if a record company is, a foreign record company is promoting and making money off of hate crimes, off of hate speech?
Yeah.
How the hell do you stop it? Censorship's not going to work.
That's where cult comes into play. Anyway, so...
Smith said on Friday she wasn't bothered by Eminem's attack. I consider this a major achievement. If you work on these issues and your enemies don't know who you are, you might as well pack up your tent and go home.
Okay, well, I have two words. It's ghetto boys.
Yes.
Yeah. Ghetto boys.
Listen to
Nobody
them.
Nobody gave a shit about the ghetto boys.
You have to be nice to Bushwick Bill. He's a midget.
Yeah, it's like nobody gives a shit about the ghetto boys. The ghetto boys is a black rap group that makes the shit that Eminem says look like fucking kindergarten speech. It's daycare music, okay? They like openly tell you how to rape women in their songs. Okay? It's
fucking
brutal, but nobody says shit. Why? Because they're black.
Well, no, or because maybe they'd never heard of them.
And maybe because
I mean, this chick never heard of them, so she didn't know to.
Have you seen this chick?
You do not see the Ghetto Boys on the cover of Heartthrob magazines. Frighteningly enough, you do see Eminem on the cover of the teeny bop type stuff.
However, you do see Ghetto Boys. Just to back that up, though, no, this is don't confuse this. This is censorship confused with racism here. Okay, this is the two are coupled together. You do Ghetto Boys are not small. Ghetto Boys are fucking massive.
Bushwick Bill's small.
But nobody here's heard of them. But you.
Oh no! In fact, anyone who's involved with the alternate music scene is well aware of who the Ghetto Boys are.
Right, but you just said the alternate music scene, which this woman here probably does not listen to a lot. She probably heard this guy on the radio.
Yeah,
because he's popular. I don't want my children listening to this, and that's how she got onto the track.
I must protect everyone else from this person. She listens
to all music and rates it and says, "No, this shouldn't be in the country."
I see where he's coming from with this. The point is, if these kids don't get the kind of exposure that's the commonplace media, nobody is going to pay attention to them.
But my point is,
no matter what they say, no, he's right. If they're like, no one pays attention to them, they can say whatever the fuck they want, and they're going to be able to get away with this shit.
Yeah, I think personally, I'm going to say this. Everybody's got the right to be an idiot. Now, Eminem talks like an idiot. And you know what? He's funny. Nobody tries to ban Martin Lawrence. Nobody tries to ban Eddie Murphy. Have you heard Eddie Murphy's little things?
Martin Lawrence,
holy
what's the point?
Shit. Have you heard Jim Carrey? You know, after sex, I just wish I had that brick. Because she rolls over, she's like, honey, do you want to cuddle? Ding! That's his joke. They're funny. And they're really against women. And you know what? It's you're not supposed to take it that seriously. And you know what? I'm glad that Canada didn't do anything to Eminem. He got to go on stage. He got to perform. He was probably really disappointed.
Yeah.
But that's okay, you know. Canadian government went, yeah, we're going to let this one
slide.
They did the right
thing. Because it's an election coming up.
Well,
they probably would have crusaded a little more, I think.
It's ridiculous to stop him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think
I take umbrage more at the fact that they target it towards like the sort of 14-year-old kids who are about the single most uncritical pop music audience you can listen to get out there. They're the ones that are the least likely to question lyrics, just take a step back and say, okay, you know, this is, I'm not supposed to take this seriously. I'm not supposed to go out there.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? Are you saying these 14-year-old kids just mindlessly take what they fed?
I'm saying, obviously there's like differences. Obviously there's some and there's others, but I'm thinking like, is this, there are a lot of kids out there that are like, this is like the, they're listening to this. Like I'm thinking of kids in the sort of, where like the girls are in the age group where they're listening to the Backstreet Boys and the, you know, it's, people that are listening, like,
halt, sis. Okay, I'm going to point out right now. You can say these 14-year-old kids will consume whatever's put in front of them, and, you know, they're not responsible enough, blah, 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 blah. So what? You know what? They're 14. They're not adults yet. Let their parents sort it out. That's whose job it is.
Yeah,
it's not the government's job.
I agree.
It's not my job, and it's sure not that bitch's job in Toronto.
No,
the job is of the parents. So if the kids will take whatever's put in front of them, then I guess the parents aren't doing a very good job, are they? But
no,
that's
not
the government's fault, and that's really not Eminem's fault.
I'm sorry.
And you know what? I want to be able to listen to Eminem all the time. I don't even want to have to think about it. I don't want it to be censored.
Is
and you know
legal?
What? The government looks like they more or less agree with me because they didn't do shit. Life is good.
No, I do see your point, though. You're concerned about the safety of minors.
I think what I'm saying is I don't like the fact that the people that they're aiming it to are the
who are they aiming it to?
It seems
they are
the
aiming
record companies. The record companies that are making
unendorsed.
Fucking millions off of this guy's mouth.
Right.
You know the people that are making money off of this. I mean, you think this is Eminem's free speech, but the truth is this is just a way for record companies to make a big fucking load of money
off of
adolescent rebellion. That's why they aim this stuff at the 14-year-old kids.
Well, there's nothing new there.
Teenage kids that are trying to like sneak something really nasty past their parents. But I don't know. I find it
we did that
because I find it distasteful that that seems to be like the only purpose.
What you find the record companies distasteful? Wash your mouth out.
Don't oppose them. The worst part is, and it all comes down to something that's occurring socially, and it's like every generation, and we're like enforcing this. Every generation feels they have to be worse than their fucking parents were, or they don't really count.
Yeah, but they're not worse.
I know there's nothing new here, absolutely nothing going on for each generation after generation. I know, but the thing is, it's each generation has to try.
Well, of course, it's a process of evolution.
Okay,
so what are we evolving into?
They don't understand that their parents were bad, so they don't have to try very hard. They just have to do what they think their parents would think was bad.
Okay, no 14-year-old kid sits there and goes, "Okay, my parents smoked pot when they were 15, so I'm 13 now.
I got to do heroin.
If I can get a couple date rape charges going, I can probably be a badass. My kids will never be able to pass."
No, I don't mean it's. I don't mean it's a conscious thing. I mean, but the point is, the media and the record labels, just generally, they try to enforce this general this idea that you have to be bad.
I would say that the alternative dark music scene in the 80s. Was far, far worse than anything we have now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Deicide for a minute. Let's talk about the hardcore Wasp crowd. Cannibal Corpse. Okay.
Oh, kill your baby, rip the flesh from her body. Ah!
I'm like, wow, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a babying boy.
King Diamond, although.
King Diamond! Wasp!
Brand new album. Abortions on Toast.
You know, like, all these really hardcore.
Those were really some of the tenderest love ballads of the 80s.
They were the, Skinny
Wasp
Puppy.
Wasp stood for We Are Sexual Perverts.
You know, and Fuck Like a Beast, and, you know, Skill Saw Blades, and all sorts of good stuff.
I was just going to say that it's even the language content isn't, like, it's not even relative to the time. Like, if you go back into like, the 30s and stuff, when there was, like, a sort of heavy jazz scene and stuff going on, people were making really dirty novelty songs back then. And my mother has recordings from them. She thinks they're hilarious. And some of the content is like, spank her before you do her from behind and stuff, like, way, way back then. Like, I'm not kidding. I was listening to
this
stuff
going.
Well,
there have been people spanking them and doing them from behind since time began. I mean, see Clan of the Cave Bear. That's one of the first spankings and done from behind ever put on film.
And Quest for Fire.
And Quest for Fire. You know? It's like, hey.
I'm just saying, like, to reinforce the idea, there is nothing new, not even in a relative sense, period.
So I do understand what Jack is saying, though. He is concerned because, I mean, he's like, oh, my gosh, you know. But when you get involved with it, kids are not fucking stupid. A 14-year-old will sit there and go, oh, I'm going to go talk shit. I want to go talk shit. I'm going to blow some motherfucker's head off. I'm going to cut your fucking head off. Oh, yeah? I'm going to put you on a slaughterhouse killing floor for 45 minutes.
You'll come out crying.
And you will come out a small gelatinous cube.
How do they make beef,
you know,
Daddy?
It's like, here's a firearm. Go shoot something. What they're doing when they're 14 years old is they're trying to discover their own fucking manhood, right of manhood thing. That's what they're doing. Their testosterone is all out of control. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm bad. I'm tough. They're trying, like, fuck, to be tough. Because everything in the schools is a big caste hierarchy. They're like, oh, the grade 12s are going to kick my fucking head in, so I better get tough fast. So I listen to Eminem, he makes me feel tough, and it's all good. People are all like, oh, no, you want to go kill people. I don't really want to go fucking kill people. I just want to talk about killing people so I don't feel like I'm such a fucking misfit.
But I wanted to kill people.
You are a misfit.
When I was 15 years old, I thought I was all cool because a friend of mine let me shoot a pellet gun, and it kicked back into my eye and gave me a black eye. So I'm not... I don't know.
Can't we
how cool
all
did you
just
feel?
Get along?
Not cool.
I thought it was pretty cool when John
back?
Took. I thought it was pretty cool when John took you to that abandoned island with the shotgun.
And he said, "Gee, nobody comes out here. The shotgun's in the back."
Did he tell the joke about I'd kill you for $5,000 before or after that day?
That was before when we were sitting there, and he says, "I'd kill somebody for $5,000." Looks at me, and goes, "I'd kill you for $5,000."
I'd kill you for free.
Yeah, he says, "Heck, I'll kill you for free." He says, "But don't worry, who wants you dead?"
Yeah, that was the funny part. He's like, nobody's going to come up with $5,000. What's your problem?
You could see you could see my ears droop.
Oh.
next
story. What do we got on the list?
Congressman targets online posting of sex photos. It's not,
this is damn him.
It's not what you think.
No, it's not what you think. It's, hi, I went out with this girl. This girl and me did the funky ugly all the time. She wanted it filmed. She was crazy, okay? Then I found out she's doing the funky ugly with every other guy on my floor, okay? And then you're like, fucking bitch, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it known to the world that this chick is a heinous slut, and I'm going to put photos of us fucking up on the web.
His quote, the bill is simple and reasonable, Green said. If you post sexually explicit pictures of someone on the internet to embarrass them or cause them distress, depending on the severity of the offense, you could be fined or even serve time.
Obviously, somebody has photos of him, and he's worried.
Yeah, he's worried.
Okay, so I'm all cool with someone being fined if they put up photos. Like, now, conversely, that's one way to do it. But let's say there's a girl, okay, who's across from a high-rise, and some fucking porno pervert's got some zoom lens action going on. Okay, she gets changed in front of the window. See, she gets the voyeur photos, clearly shows her face, and all her coworkers are like, do you always pose nude or what?
Existing laws already cover that, Sean.
Well, then we're
someone to post.
That's the problem with online laws. There's almost always real life laws that cover all of this.
So what's
and they
shit?
Try and make special ones up for internet and make them serve even
real
more time.
Time, that's what?
It's blackmail waiting to happen. Hi, I'm some chick who posed nude for some photos and got paid for it. Photos go up on the internet, and all of a sudden I go, hey, wait a second, and every chick who's on the internet can do this now. Anybody whose pictures are on the internet can say, no, we didn't agree on it. And jail terms can happen.
We didn't agree
to
have these things posted on the internet. Nothing in my contract says that these things are postable on the internet. There's a lot of stuff where these contracts where everything is saying, oh, you can use these in print. They try and cover all the bases.
Yep.
They didn't think of the internet 5-10 years ago.
Yeah, what
they
about all those old Playboy photos?
Exactly.
They don't have to. If you look at most of the contractual law involved,
we can use this any way we want.
Specifically state that it gives the individual who has taken the photo the right to publish it in any manner that they deem necessary. The reason they wrote the law that way is because a lot of times back earlier that, say, a drive-in theater would be considered a separate venue than a normal interior theater because the projection method was different. So they wrote the laws when they bought the copyright to any adult material, they bought the copyright to be able to post in any fashion they saw fit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it should be stated
they can still make an they can still try and make an argument in court and try and sue and say, publishing or
The RIA is doing the same thing by stating that distribution of music via the internet
is separate
than what the Congress is in the states, at least, has already stated for copyright and fair use policies. They're trying to imply that it's not what you're doing, it's how you're distributing it that makes it different. That is, it's a lame excuse. It's basically a run for money. Everyone is looking to capitalize on the free distribution of the internet.
I disagree. I don't think it's a lame excuse or a run for money. Well, it is a run for money. The record companies are trying to protect themselves and make more money. The problem is, I honestly think, is that the management of record companies is ignorant of the fact that the internet's great. The internet's the exact thing they need right now. The internet is helping them out. And perfect example, I don't know if any of you heard out there, Radiohead's new album, Kid A, came out. Kid A was hugely traded on Napster. Yeah, and it's not even that. I mean, I like Radiohead, but Samarian here apparently is not too happy with the album, and he's kind of a Radiohead fan.
I love Radiohead.
Okay, so anyways, Kid A was traded on the internet. Everybody was convinced that everybody got it off Napster. It's not going to sell a damn copy. It's going to debut at like number 292. And what happens? Debuts number one. Number one. Because everybody heard the stuff beforehand, and they could pick the single they wanted to hear. Oh, no, the first one sucks. I'm not going to buy that album. No, the first three suck, but wow, that fourth single, that's really good.
They're not releasing any videos either. It's a series of short multimedia clips for every single song on the album.
The point is, Napster arguably has driven Kid A. Maybe it's just because Kid A is such a kick-ass album. I don't think so, but maybe. But regardless, Napster traded heavily in Kid A, and Kid A is number one on Billboard. So the argument that Napster kills record sales is obviously and provably moot.
Well, not only that, it should be stated before we go any further, a lot of people might be a little bit curious here. Anyone who might sit here and think that some of us may not have any education on that, the ringleader's actually got university education concerning law and legal and financial matters, so he's kind of handy to have coming around. So when he's talking about this shit, he's not blowing out his ass. He actually does speak legal contract. Anyway, please continue with your point, Dak.
No, I'm just going to say that it's... Never mind, forget it. It's
point
awesome.
Missed. All right, next news story.
You took it away.
Man with first hand transplant wants limb amputated.
Well, that's just typical, eh? give somebody an inch and they take a fucking mile.
That's
if you've
right.
read the bio,
can I return this thing? Is this thing still under warranty?
Inch, they take
no,
a foot,
if you've read
so
the bio, if you've read the bio of the individual involved, they should amputate at about the neck. This guy is a bloody loser. He has not taken his drugs. He has not followed through in physiotherapy. He has not even contacted the doctors in the last 6 months.
Oh.
The gentleman should be taken out back and beaten.
It's because he's possessed.
Okay, so...
my hand!
What the hell was that?
That
then
poor hand has
hand
been possessed by
bad.
Another body.
That's right, it got into my hand and it went bad.
Yeah,
so it went off at the wrist.
Yeah, if you read the news story, he didn't do anything to help the doctors after it was done.
So what, does he want a new limb now?
So
he
in other words,
off.
Here's
doesn't
a
like it.
Doctors... who did something that had never been done before.
That fucking pinhead, this is the guy who grew a cartilage hand and they attached it and it's all cool now and he's like, fuck you?
He's writing a book about it.
Oh, is it? It's called My
okay,
Life.
Wait. Just
wasted days and wasted nights.
Wait. So this hand, is it cut from some like person or is it grown?
Person? It's cut from another person.
Oh, okay.
They sewed
because
it
they are growing.
Yeah. This was wasn't
they're growing
grown.
Hands, ears,
so so they give this guy, the first time they do this fucking operation, they put it on, and this fucking pinhead loser is too fucking lazy to bother with the drugs and the follow-up to do something that nobody... Who the hell, like, singled this asshole out to be part of a fucking study? That's what I'd like
service.
To know.
He was serving a 2-year sentence when in jail after a chainsaw accident.
After a chainsaw accident?
Yeah.
So what? They're doing medical experiments on prisoners now, or what's the deal here?
Yeah.
Now?
Conversely, the gentleman who got himself a pair of breasts is quite happy. He isn't sure if he wants to get them out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's the one where he did on a dare.
This guy was probably selected on terms of, like, physically the wound is perfect for him to try this on. It's nice and neat and tidy. It's really easy. It'll be an easy job for a first try. You know, and I mean, honestly, you're not going to think that somebody's going to say, that somebody's going to say, no thanks, I don't want my arm back. I don't need another arm.
Yeah, all you have to do is read the last part of the article in question, and the doctors admit that their criteria for selecting patients was based purely on a medical criteria.
Mm.
They did no psychological review or even a historical review on the person's actions.
You don't even have, did they have time? I mean, these are things
it took 2 years to plan it.
Okay.
It's not like it's a simple operation.
All right. I thought it was like something that they would have
fresh. No, the gentleman who was missing the arm had been missing it for multiple months.
What's that?
It's a conspiracy. They planned the chainsaw accident.
Yeah, that's it.
.com girl knows.
Like I said, if you read the biography, they missed.
What color is the sky in your world?
Let's keep going with the next story. What is it? Cybercrime treaty targets hackers.
Oh, my God. This one is so bad.
I know. I'm the one who posted this.
One of the worst things I've ever seen.
So what is this? What exactly is
it?
This is... I saw this, and I posted it on the cult page. I think it was my first day back, actually, and I'm like, Jesus, fuck. I don't
what did I miss?
Weeks, and all of a sudden, the whole fucking world is attacking hackers? My God.
Meets the world's new class of persecuted artists, computer hackers. European Union nations, and perhaps even the United States, are about to make nearly any form of hacking, even security research, illegal by treaty. And
you've
what they
want... You've got to be fucking kidding.
This includes, like, everything.
So make sure you get all the bugs on the first try, because if you release some software and have to go back and check it later, you're going to jail!
Get it right the first time? Huh?
and
essentially, you're opening yourself up to attack because you can't legally attack your own system to make sure that it's secure from other people.
That's right.
So how are you going to make something secure from other people when you can't test it out?
So does this mean that everyone at Microsoft is now indictable?
Yes.
Exactly.
They can't test their own systems.
Yeah, this is great. It's kind of like gun control, but way worse. Nobody got killed by hacking yet. But only criminals will be hackers. That's
yes.
right. You can't. Only criminals will have secure systems. Is what it comes down to. Because you have to reverse
if you outlaw hacking.
The article, it
only hackers will be
able with the proper quote criteria will be authorized to use and own such tools.
So the beginning quote like a locksmith.
No. Basically, what
like
they're going to do. Yes, they're going to. It means the large corporations. This is one point.
I'm a hacker. See,
the large corporations will be licensed to own, utilize, and produce this type of software. What you're looking at
is, in my opinion, and hey, I'm a big supporter of corporate profits and corporate entities, this is one of the worst examples of where the corporate entity is specifically targeting the governments of Europe, who are far more left-leaning and more likely to instigate this lot, are targeting them to try and drive out the private security analyst out of business. What you're seeing is an attempt to get rid of all the, quote, holes and hacks and posts that you're seeing on internet sites listing security holes and flaws and viral implants. They want more legal authority to go after everyone who has ever thought of writing some sort of hack that may induce a disbelief in the security of the internet.
This is going to get them in the
gets whacked.
This is going to get them in the end.
Oh yeah, no,
there's
it will never work.
Holes
it will never
that'll
work
be
because the laws that they're talking about are national boundary laws. They're only enforceable in the physical location in which the laws are created.
Uh-huh.
So everyone here knows you can go online and, you know, borrow 100 megs of free space in Belarus
anywhere,
or Tahiti or wherever.
Some lawless country.
Some lawless country. Nothing can stop you from using your browser to access that.
Yeah.
You're only criminally liable under this law, having read it on the EU website. You're only criminally liable if you're in physical possession of a physical manifestation of the hacking tools.
Physical.
Physical,
what
meaning
does that
you have
mean?
To have it, it has to be residing on your local hard drive for you to be legally indictable. So in most cases, it would give them a legal grounds to prosecute a hacker. Any smart hacker
would have it somewhere else.
Will have it off-site on a virtual host.
Or
yep. So it's going to take
me
the small guys out. That's what it's aimed at.
Natural selection?
Not only that, but it's called, hey, excuse me while I have, multiple layers of 4,000-bit encryption. Lock.
No. If you read it closely, Sean, what that would do in the EU is give them the right to arrest you.
Right.
Because they're stating that the encryption, using certain levels of encryption, you're no longer innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent when it comes to encryption.
In England, it's crazy. The United Kingdom, if you have encrypted data on your hard drive, first off, if they want to check, they don't even need a warrant to come in your house. They can bash in your door, grab your computer and arrest you at gunpoint, drag you down to the station, hold you indefinitely, no trial, no nothing until you give them the code.
7 days. 7 days maximum.
Is it 7 days now?
It used to be an indefinite hold for the Anti-Terrorist Act. It was repealed in 1997 when the Northern Ireland Treaty.
No, it's not the anti-terrorist laws. That's the problem.
It's a spawn of the anti-terrorist law utilize to go after attackers.
Okay.
They can hold your equipment indefinitely.
Now,
they'll
the
let you go
is,
after 7 days, but you don't get your stuff back. They keep it forever.
Don't forget your passcodes and
I don't remember my passcodes. Yes,
so
you
scared.
Do. I really don't.
Actually, due to utter and complete terror, I completely forgot. Thank you. You saved me because of this adrenaline rush. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
I was fine until your pistol whipped me.
The UK, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, he's right about the 7 days. They did repeal it because they were holding people in the quote-unquote, there were suspects under the IRA, for up to 30 to 40 days without a trial. Like, before they even began to charge them. There was one guy, how long was he in there? It was like 12 years before he was charged.
Well, you know, that's England. I mean, you got to bear in mind, these are the people who invented concentration camps, right?
And apparently never discovered dentistry.
No, they're
oh,
wow.
Wow.
Now
that's
come on, you've seen Benny Hill.
In any case, no, but seriously, it's some very, very scary shit.
Yeah.
And that's why in the latest brainwashing, which is completed, okay?
Done.
Brainwashing 12 is completed. It will be probably posted Probably tomorrow.
It's not out of the question for sure. Yeah, tomorrow-ish.
We'd like to have it up before the virus manifesto goes up. And the virus manifesto is going up on Halloween. But we talk about this where when you read the virus manifesto, that's why we're starting to institute some security. And I'm sure a lot of Ronan and Deckers will be sitting there going, guys, because I've gotten numbers of emails of guys going, hey, man, I'm a little bit worried about the security issue we got here. And shit like this is going down. People are like, well, Sean, why do we got registered members? Why are you doing all this shit with passcodes? Why are we getting, you know, web confirmation of people's safe houses and safe house commanders? Why are we doing actual tomb caching? And why is there going to be data havens that are secure? Why are you encouraging, you know, Analog X Super Shredder, PGP, and encryption? Why is that all happening?
Well, this is why, because there's a witch hunt coming, and as far as I'm concerned, if the corporations come to me and say, hey, you better go and, you know, give us all the names of all your Deckers, because we know you've got, John, we know you've got all the records, and we know you've got all the Deckers there in your machine, whether or not I have them allowed, I'll be like, you can fucking suck my ass.
Try and get them out.
Oh, yeah, this would be great. That's when the Irish blood comes in, and it's like, oh, yeah. Excuse me while I sit down.
For 20 minutes, ongoing. No, I am not done yet.
Yeah, speech from the dock, my ass.
Speech. Okay. From the net.
It'll just be fucking rude. But it's now is the time, man. I mean, people are saying, well, you shouldn't be violent. Don't be violent. But and we're not going to be violent. But there is a time to fight. There's a way to fight without violence. Because this
just to protect yourself.
You've got to protect
yourself.
Look,
just look at the news stories that are coming on the net every day
every
about
day.
This kind of crap.
Wear body armor, okay? Hey. In both the physical and digital sense.
Hey, Sean. Can I retouch your photo or your painting of Michael Collins to have him wearing a wearable computer?
Wow, would that ever totally kick ass? As a matter of fact,
take
a
picture of it.
If I could get a big fat scanner, I should
just take a digital photo.
I should take. I have a. My father as a wedding gift. Yeah, no thing here. He gave me an actual poster size frame picture of Michael Collins. Yeah, you wonder where I get a lot of my inspiration from. So
he just looks up. At Michael Collins.
My family's kind of into this whole rebellion thing for the last 1,000 years or so. So it's kind of going along those lines. But seriously, that's a really, really good idea. Let's talk about something else. Now would be a good time to do a rant. We'll do the violence.
I've got some other stuff.
You got some other stuff?
No, I'll do the violence one for you. Some people sent in some stuff.
Oh, people. Oh, let's do one of their things, and
we'll do
mine after that or whatever.
In a row?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Why not?
This is something Smokehouse sent in. It sounds really fake,
but it's funny anyway.
Yeah.
Smokehouse. Fuck.
Okay.
He's gonna take a drink now, huh?
All right.
It's basically for you.
No, but he was saying count how many times Uncle Dax says fuck in one evening.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Oh, I see. This one's called Bad Computer. It sounds fake. Just listen to it, but it's funny anyway. And then Apox sent something in called Bad Day at Burger King.
Oh.
No.
I used to work at Burger King.
You want fries with that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so here's a bad computer that smokes.
Bad computer.
Bad. And then we'll do a Sean K. rant.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Hey, girl, how you doing? This is, I don't know if you remember me or not. Probably know what you son of a bitch. I bought a computer from you a few months ago, though, and, well, to be quite honest with you, the fucking thing doesn't work for shit. I've had it served for 4 or 5 times, and this fucking squirrely son of a bitch, it just won't do the job he told me it would do. I don't know if it's the equipment's fault, you were fucking lying to me, or what the fuck's going on here. But when I buy a computer and I get this warranty from you clowns, I expect both of these fucking things to work out here. That's good money I spent on this shit. I don't know what kind of fucking operation you guys are running here. I guess I need to call Bill Gates and buy some of his shit. Fuck. I don't know. You're any kind of deal, but you got my number on record there. You can fucking call me back and we can try and straighten this shit out. To be honest with you, I can't see me doing any more business with you peckerheads unless you straighten this out. I've had better service from the post office, I know that sounds kind of harsh, but goddamn it, that's how I feel right now. This is bullshit. I may sound a little pissed off, and that's because I am. This ain't like I spent $5 on a fucking candy bar. I spent $1,000-some on a computer. You spend that kind of money, you expect to get some answers here, some productivity, something the guy can count on. I'm kind of scared to turn the son of a bitch on every day. I'm afraid it's going to break down and shock me. I haven't had a fucking leg. I'm sure it kicked me in the nuts, but good. Well, the way we can work this out now, there'll be no hard feelings when it's all said and done. But for now, if I see you, I'm going to fucking punch you in the ear. All right, let's get this straightened out. Give me a call.
Yeah, well, they think you've come to take him away. And I hope that is true.
Take who away?
Him. These are all his children, man, as far as you can see. Hell, man, out here, we're all his children.
Stopped at a fast food restaurant tonight, Burger King, and I decided I was going to order a chicken sandwich, a small order of onion rings, and a large Dr. Pepper. Now, in my Burger King, they have two chicken sandwiches. One's a chicken club, and one's a chicken sandwich. And the only difference is that the chicken club costs 50 cents more and has bacon on it. The other difference is that the chicken club comes as a combo, and the chicken sandwich does not. So I go up to the counter and I say, yeah, I'd like a chicken sandwich. She said, chicken sandwich or the chicken club? I said, the chicken sandwich. And I said, I'd like a small order of onion rings. And she said, they don't come in small. They don't come in small. She said, no, there are two sizes, medium and large.
Medium and large. Medium in between nothing and large.
So I said, okay, I'll guess I'll have the medium then. She said, okay. And I said, okay, and I would also like a large Dr. Pepper. And she said, oh, would you like the combo? I said, well, I noticed you didn't have a chicken sandwich combo. You only have the chicken club combo, and I don't want it with bacon. And she says, okay, well, if you order the combo, it'll be cheaper. And I said, okay, let's do that then. She said, do you want a king size then? And I said, well, I don't want large on your own. And she said, oh, well, we'll just punch it out separately then. Which, of course, costs more than if I ordered it with the combo. So I move down the line, and then they hand me a tray that has an empty cup on it for my Dr. Pepper, and it has a hole, a large, gaping, obvious hole on the bottom of the cup. And I said, excuse me, there's a problem with this cup. And she says, oh, what's that? And I said, it's a big, gaping hole in the bottom of it. She said, oh, I'm sorry, and gave me a new cup. There are two real problems in this story. One is the Burger King Corporation, which has decided to make food cheaper if you order more of it in a certain format, but screw the people that want anything unusual. Also, what the fuck is with medium and large and no small? I don't care if there is no small, but why are we calling the medium a medium? Is medium a set size somewhere in the fast food industry? Is there like an ISO 9000 set that says this is medium, this is large, this is extra large? If you're going to have two sizes, that's great, but why don't you call one small and one large? And what the fuck is with customer service? I know these guys are kids, I know they're working hard, doing their best. I come in, I order something a little unusual, but you figure she would know that if I said small, I obviously don't want the large onion rings, I probably would want the medium. Medium being the smaller of the two. If you're not ordering by number, these kids have no idea what the fuck is going on.
This does not compute. It's not in the employee handbook. Help.
Listen to my full order before you cut me off. Punch in whichever one's cheapest for me, and I'll be happy. And number three is be aware, and when you put a cup down, look at it. If it's got a hole on it, don't give it to me. This is APOC saying, fuck corporations, and if you're going to give customer service, do it well. Wake up!
Now he's crossed into Cambodia with this Montagnard army of his that worship the man like a god and follow every order, however ridiculous.
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
We may be witnessing the beginning of an era that will mean the complete annihilation of man.
Remember back in the 80s when there used to be all this big scare about everything being evil? Oh, it's satanic. Everything's satanic. Halloween's satanic. People dress up as witches, ghosts, goblins, all that kind of groovy shit. It's satanic. All these satanic people. It's so terrible. RPGs. That makes you think. Thinking satanic. Television. Television makes you think. That's satanic. Everything else that was new in it. The internet. Computers are evil. It opens the seventh seal of the book of Daniel. Whoa. Doesn't mean shit, okay? Doesn't mean a fucking thing. But now, what's the new Satanism of the year 2000? What's the new satanic sect? They can't say Satanism anymore because people got wise to that shit. So they've changed it now. They've changed it. What do they change it to? They change it to, that's violent! Anything that promotes violence is bad. Excuse me. Watched a nature show lately? You ever seen a lion rip the living Jesus out of some fucking zebra? That's some of the most violent shit ever. How about the History Channel? It's the War Channel. All war all the time. But no, that's violent! Violent! Most of the radical right-wing Christian organizations, they're all right against gun control, aren't they? They all think gun control is just a terrible thing. Oh, never stop the guns. The guns are good. That's what gives us the right to defend ourselves as Christians and blow the living fuck out of anyone who tries to stop us from keeping violence from our children. It's absolutely nuts. All this violence, anti-violence shit is a massive excuse to wrap up the same moral majority bullshit that they're trying to force feed to us, and now they got a brand new wrapping. Hey, fuck you, okay? I like my violence. My name is Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man.
Yes, Judas, that was Go to Hell the Fuck MTV mix.
Yes. That is an amazing rant, APOC. That's like some of the funniest shit I've heard.
Funny.
That was awesome.
Good production.
I have an answer for APOC.
You see, historically, at one time in the ancient annals of history, there was something called an order of small fries. They got rid of the order
of small
fries. I don't
believe it.
I've heard of that.
Yes, yes, there was. There was.
Do you have photos of this thing?
No, but I'm old enough to remember.
No, there are some caves with drawings on the wall.
Yeah.
Small package.
Small fries, medium fries, large fries. So what did they do? They got rid of the small and added the super large. So, yes, you're right, APOC. That is now the small fries.
That's why I have a vision of the future of these guys dusting things off. What have you found? I found some food artifacts. You did? What were they? Well, I've got this one here. It's obviously a jumbo size, and we've got the large, and we have the medium. What is this tiny thing here? I don't know.
Let me look it up in my book.
It's something new. Something.
Were they digging around Dak?
That's just small, isn't it? Hectic! There is no small. We haven't had small.
You've discovered the missing link.
Like, wow. No shit.
So they are
man.
Digging at Uncle Dak's.
It's brutal, man. It's fucking crazy. And you're not one to talk. You want to know where all the aluminum is and why everyone's so big on recycling? Swing by your house, motherfucker.
Do you guys got like. Sizes, like give him 20 years. It's going to be like large, extra colossal, and galactic collapse imminent.
She's not kidding. She's not kidding. In McDonald's.
They're just getting bigger and bigger.
In McDonald's, when the movie Dinosaurs came out, they came up with this
dino-sized,
and they've kept them around.
Then they have like five meat patties.
No. We're talking about fries. We're talking. Yeah, it's a fucking bucket for fries. It's
bucket of fries.
I had one once just to say I ordered it. Yeah. It's fucking ludicrous.
Fucking ludicrous sized fries.
Well, now that you've had your dino pack, you want a super size?
No. It's like fucking.
What's with the trough and the 45-gallon drum? Oh, that's a shirt for your coat.
It's absolutely brutal. It's wee, not so wee, and freaking huge.
Hi, I'll have a dino-sized fries, but I need something to dip them in. Could I possibly have a case of McChicken sauce, please?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. This is an interesting. We're all complaining about the quantity of food we're getting for our money.
Those bastards! You go in there, you order some food, and they're just giving you tons of it.
Nobody said
Hold
anything
on,
about
no.
food here.
Okay, this is gonna knock you guys out. The funny part is the expensive part of giving you food at McDonald's or Burger King or any of these other shitholes is not. The food.
It's
the
wrappers.
The food costs nothing. No, it's not even the wrappers. The wrappers cost nothing. The expensive part is paying the dipshit behind the counter to hand it to you.
Yeah. So you all
That's
are complaining about how
of the food.
How
the
poorly he
they
gets
give you
paid.
Larger sizes, the whole reason you get larger sizes is because they could give you the mega size or the small size, and essentially it costs them the same. They're trying to extract as much money as possible by forcing you to take larger sizes, which you pay more for. You don't feel ripped off because look at the fucking size.
Okay, but it's ridiculous to say that they're going to pay
Coke.
The same.
I could have bought a can of Coke for 75 cents.
And it wouldn't be watered
Where
down.
Where did
a
I come out
of
ahead here?
Well, there's a lot of shit that needs to be said about the fast food industry. But
yeah,
before
that's
we
just
get,
scratching the surface.
Before we get really, really shit-hawk on all these kids who are behind the counter, if you were working at McDonald's, would you really put that much effort in? Think about
if it. If I was working...
I'd
also like to bring something
it.
Else
if
up
I was
right
working,
now.
If like I was working
I'd like
in the fast food industry... I would swallow a gun. Look at my life, and I think that's that much worse.
Would you like swallow it piece
look
by
at
piece,
us.
Like
look
the bolt and
we're the angry
firing
future
pin.
Of our nation. We're angry. We're fighting against injustice. We're taking it all down, man. And the worst thing we can find to complain about...
Small fries!
Fuck! Can you believe the nerve of these people? I think we should draw them and corner them.
I think it's like Sim says, though. We're
okay.
Just barely scratching the surface.
Oh, yeah.
No, I have something to bring back. I'm going to answer to Y2 Karma. Y2 Karma's like, well, that's called work ethic, SK. Okay, wait a minute now. Let's talk about work ethic.
Yeah, should be you be trying just
same
as
kind
hard.
Of work ethic they used to have on the plantation.
Yeah. Now you gotta bear in mind, I am all for people who are into doing their job. There's nothing worse than you get like some fucking pinhead who doesn't know what's happening. As a matter of fact, the crew of us down at Geeks are having to deal with people who didn't know what the fuck they were doing on a daily basis.
Really? But, in computers, you say?
In computers, you say. But in any case...
People like that we heard just recently.
Yeah. Lovely. Anyway, so...
No, we got one that tops that.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
Anyway, regardless. There is a point when work ethic comes involved, but that requires you to have pride in what you do. Okay, if you have not, because of the job situation, because of the corporate media market, we're trained to hate people who work in retail. It's like the retail rant I did, where we're all trained to, like, well, you got to abuse these fucking people to get what you want.
No. McDonald's.
No, yeah, you as well.
Are you allowed?
I have gone through. You're not allowed to actually tip people at McDonald's, but
I do anyway. I'm a rebel.
Hide it, right?
But I mean, I've gone through a Wendy's drive-through window, and this fucking girl. Is like totally losing it, man. She's got people screaming at her, where the fuck's my burger? La la fucking la. And I'm like, whoa, hey, man. Hey, it's a fucking burger.
Yeah.
Think about where you are.
You know what I mean? This is like a person here. These are all people here. Why the fuck are we so keen to start cutting everybody's heads off? I mean, APOC, you know, he has a point where he didn't actually go in there and say, listen, you dumb bitch, you gave me a cup with a hole in it. But what's going on?
The headphones are all fucking up. But Drex is on it.
Am I broadcasting right now?
Yes.
Good, then fuck
them. I mean,
so, the thing is, no, seriously, it's like everyone's forgetting that these are real people. Well, they make good money. Do they? No. They make minimum fucking wage, because if they could pay those guys $2 an hour, they would.
It's good. It's fine.
I mean, and in the minute we can replicate and we can get rid of those fucking kids, we can get another machine that allows me to hire one less child and get rid of one job, they will.
Yeah, you know,
and
those jobs are fucking gone the minute they come up with an automation.
From the cook to the front.
But they don't. The thing is, people think they don't work hard. There's a lot of stuff they have to do that's like shit work that they do. Like, I give total respect to people who...
You're at Burger King, right? You worked at Burger King.
I've worked a million different... weird service jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how long I lasted at a fast food restaurant?
I lasted a month.
I lasted my first day outside because I threatened to beat up one of the customers after he said, fuck you.
Ah,
he said, hey, fuck you.
Really, Dak?
And I was like, oh, fuck me?
I'm going to supersize your fucking serving. Come here.
Dak, I would have never...
We'll make it all swollen.
Some sort of movement like that from you. It's like, beep, beep, the fry machine's going up. No, it's fucking fine. You just leave that fry machine alone.
I lost it working at an arcade one day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just about got fired for this. I probably should have. I just had it. I mean, you can only get so much of a video game's demo playing over and over times 300 before you go crazy. I'm sitting there. I'm just getting off work, and this kid's playing one of those gun games. And he's a pinhead kid, okay? And he's like, I can't get it to reload. And he's shooting away from the screen trying to, like, do whatever. I'm like, oh, okay, let me show you. I'm out of uniform. But this kid's seen me walking around for the past hour and a half.
I know you work here.
Yeah, that's where I'm thinking, right? And he goes, I'm not giving you the gun. And I just went, and I lost it. And I got the gun from his parents were around. I said, listen, you little fucking shit. I work here. This is how you do it. See, guns reloaded. Have a nice game. And I walked away. So I walk up to the front to get my stuff, and I see him pointing me out to his dad. I'm like, shit, fuck. He comes up to me. I'm like, I'm sorry. I just must have lost it. It's been working around video games all day. I didn't mean to offend your son. I'm sorry. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, okay. And he walked away.
He's like, don't worry about it. My son's a little shit anyway.
Yeah.
He does this to me at home. Goddamn kid.
I came over to shake your hand.
Yeah.
If I did that, his mom would castrate me.
Thanks for saying it.
Someone put him in his place.
I actually lost it at work this week with some people. I had to.
Really?
Yes, me. I know. You know, you don't believe
Jack, you're so calm.
Never on.
I actually lost it. Let me repeat that to myself. Desmond said to me,
"I actually
lost it."
As opposed to his normal.
We never knew you found it. I lost it. You lost it 5 years ago, Dak. You still haven't found it. It's still
how
lost.
Long ago?
Yeah, think of the
5 years.
Think of the U2 song.
No,
I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
I had these two guys. Now, where I'm working, one of the places is Paramount, where they're making two different TV shows. 7 Days, Level 9. The problem is,
also
both
known
of the
as the Center for the Decline of Western Civilization.
Yes. The unfortunate part is both of the shows are premiering this week. So these people are panic-stricken because the chance is that if the show sucks, which, you know, from what I've seen, it will, they're going to get canceled after 1 to 3 episodes, and all of these people are going to be out of work. So everything that's going on is the most important thing in the world to these pinheads. I have one guy who's coming in bringing a trunk load of guns. These are not prop guns. These are real guns that they're using to fire blanks. So needless to say, he cannot park out under the street, carry one case in, and leave the trunk wide open while he goes back and gets the others. So he wants to park up by the front. I have a van loaded with extras. And if anybody who's ever worked in the film industry will know, extras are the dumbest form of life.
You have a van loaded of them?
Van load of extras.
With a pitchfork or a shovel?
These people are like fucking cattle. If you leave them alone, they will wander in front of a camera during a shoot. So they are just that friggin' dumb. Yeah, exactly. No shit. You know what they call the person in charge of handling the extras?
Wrangler.
They call them wranglers. This is their fucking opinion of extras.
Hey, come on.
You know what extras are? Extras is welfare for pretty people.
Yes.
No, but I mean, I can understand. I mean, you can only think of one thing at a time, right? If you're chewing on your cud, you're obviously going to, like, run in front of something.
Yeah, exactly. So I have these two people.
Mind you, there's some fun you could have as an extra, because you could run up to, like, David Duchovny and stomp on his foot and go, wow, you can make a facial expression.
So there's cow tipping. Is there extra tipping?
So the van load of extras pulls up right as the guy with the guns has got the trunk open. He's goes, you can't park here. This is where I unload the extras. And the guy with the trunk load of guns is going, but I got a trunk load of guns. And they're just arguing back and forth. And they're like, I'm watching them do this.
I'm sorry. I've got a van driver and a man with a trunk load of guns. I could be in my apartment on the third floor, and a van winds up in my living room in the third floor. And I go, motherfucker, what are you doing? I'm parking. You can't park here. This is my living room. I have a trunk load of guns. Well, I'll fucking keep it running for you.
So,
I have a trunk load of guns is the definitive term. Hey, you Indians, give me all your land. No, I got a trunk load of guns. Guns. Nice.
You know? with a trunk load of guns. With a truckload of guns, you don't need a handicap.
The ringleader is dying of laughter. That's so fucking brutal.
So anyhow, these two
That's
morons.
That's the new cult solution. I have a truckload of guns. So, hey, you're a hacker. Give us our hard drive. I have a truckload of guns. Move along. Move along.
So these two morons are continuing to argue. So what do? They trundle, come over towards me and begin stating their arguments. I'm going, I don't care. Please go talk to the transportation captain. He can tell you who's supposed to be parking there.
You're the great meteor.
Yeah.
Judge Dax.
Judge
Dax next on Fox.
So what happens? They stand, look at me for a second, and then begin to repeat their argument. So I finally, after a couple of seconds, I go, no. I'm not your mommies. I'm not here to separate you children when you can't play nice.
They need leadership.
Go talk to the transportation captain.
If you said, okay.
They stood and looked at me for a couple of seconds.
Blink,
like,
blink.
Yeah, exactly. It was blink, blink. What do? They wander off. About a half an hour later, I see the transportation captain walking towards me. He's got his head down. He's kind of shaking it. I'm thinking, I didn't really like this site that much. Comes up to me and says, did you just tell two guys that you weren't their mommy and they had to play nice with each other? I went, that's kind of what I said. He goes, walks away.
He goes in the good boss category.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, the music, like, I used to think Hollywood was, like, so fucking cool.
No.
I used to think Hollywood was, like, you know, when you're a kid, you think, wow, Hollywood be so glamorous.
Hollywood's so fake.
I want to give a shovel enema to the entire region of Hollywood. Hollywood is fucking insane.
Something's happening.
There was someone who's... Somebody's
leaning on something or pulling something. That would be Derek.
Okay, go ahead.
There was
go
someone
ahead.
Who said that underneath the fake tinsel of Hollywood is the real tinsel.
What's going on?
Underneath the tinsel is the aluminum foil.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
No, it is that bad. I mean, you would... If once you really get a chance to look at just the sets of these shows... Which seem to look
That's
good,
all they are.
Good on under television. You wonder... Somebody... PBM asked me, why the fuck have shows gotten to the point where everything is so dark... You know, like on Star Trek, it used to be everything was well lit. Now everything is like so dark, it's like they're wandering around in a pit under candlelight. Yeah, exactly. You know. Why? It's because if you ever got a good look at what these sets and props look like, you'd be like, God damn, that looks like a piece of shit.
They've really cheaped out then.
Apparently, on the show Frasier, his dad's beat up chair. apparently looks a lot worse. Doesn't look any worse than it does on the set. It actually just is as bad as it looks. So it's nice to see a prop that's supposed to look the way it is.
So we found one prop in Hollywood.
One prop. This
the
is
one
what I'm getting.
The one prop of Hollywood.
Yeah, it's somebody's old chair. It's Spinebuster. That's what happened when we threw it out.
Oh, that's what happened. There you go. And we have to Frasier. See, as soon as it ditched us, it became successful.
Exactly.
So, I don't really understand this about the entertainment industry. Okay, people sit back and they go, oh, yeah, you know, I'd love to be an actor. I'd love to be a radio DJ. Okay, here's what I've learned from Rant Radio. DJs are the most talentless bunch of motherfuckers I have ever seen in my life. They
oh
are
my God.
Fucking
hey,
talentless.
Radio DJs.
No. I know what you mean. I've worked at local pop stations at 95.3 when it first opened.
Really?
Yes.
You have my condolences.
I was doing music filing and pre-pro and stuff like that, so it didn't really matter. But I was, I had the misfortune to meet the afternoon DJs. And the biggest prima donnas, they think what they do is really, really important.
What?
Yeah. They think what they do is like a serious public service. Now, to be fair, I have met some other radio DJs who really do good things on the air and stuff. Like they'll say, oh, somebody called up to request a song and they had somebody die on them, and then they go. Like I've heard some actually really touching stuff.
Yeah.
Not on primetime radio, but I mean, it's. I'm just saying, I'm not generalizing, but a lot of the industry, especially in pop radio, is really, really plastic.
Myself and Sim.
Not to inflate our egos.
But let's say we cut out swearing. We kick the living Jesus. The living Jesus out of every single fucking radio program DJ I've ever heard.
Yep.
That statement alone would lose you 6 points in, like, Abbotsford.
even, like you... You guys even have it leveled out over like shock jocks and things like that. Shock jocks, it's like it's blatant. Spontaneous. It's bam, bam, bam. That's what's so great about this.
1983, I turned down because I was dating a bitch queen and I was thought I was in love with her. That's a long story, but anyhow.
Republican.
Is it getting bitter in here?
1983. Wait a second. His spine's calling again.
I turned down an offer to do the evening news on station 123 down in Everett, Washington.
Uh-huh.
Because they thought I had the best voice they had ever heard. Huh?
You're obviously tone deaf.
No, you have a really pretty slick voice for broadcasting. Like,
yeah. Jack,
yeah.
If I didn't know what you looked like, I'd fuck you.
I hate
blind
to say
women
it, but
everywhere.
I'm in
you told me edge on that.
Oh, that's an interesting God. Thought. We should do a double blind taste
I'm getting
test
desperate.
Between, like, Barry White. Okay, not taste. Double blind listen test between Barry White and Dak here. And I bet that two out of three women would have to change their underwear for Dak, not Barry White.
I'm sorry.
I'll bet you.
Let's look at Casey Kasem. I'm sorry. I raped Casey with a
shovel handle.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, Casey Kasem.
I don't
whatever.
Know about that.
Yeah, and then
wow.
There was that
Casey
little kid.
Kasem. Amazing.
Hey,
Shaggy.
Yo, Shaggy. Okay,
Shaggy.
Just fucking relax. I don't get this shit. And they're all like, oh, you know, blah, blah, fucking blah, yada, 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 yada.
And
these
I'm
guys
Casey
are,
Kasem.
Like, okay, I'm sorry. Keanu Reeves. Okay, I know where the bastard sleeps. Next, I know where the bastard sleeps. Cut. I know where the bastard sleeps. Okay, just fucking use that.
Yeah.
We'll put some music behind it and get the production team for, you know, Disney to do something with
that. Can you fix that? Yeah.
Shot cut to Disney. What do you want me to do with this? You want me to do what with this? Let's do that. Play that cut from Beauty and the Beast where they spin around the dance floor again. There you go. You know, it's like, holy shit, man. And it was like, oh, they're so fucking talented. We do this shit for free.
Off the top of our heads. Samaritan
had no formal training in fucking sound mixing or any of that shit. And the stuff he cranks around the station's amazing. Amazing. I don't fucking get it. They're all like, oh, we demand a huge fucking salary. Last week, I got called. No, 2 weeks ago, I got called by something Goodman. What the fuck's his name?
Mark Goodman.
The first Much Music video DJ.
MTV
DJ phoned me. Because he saw the article in Spin Magazine, and I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? And he phones me, and he's from Hollywood, right? He's down in Hollywood, okay, and he calls me. I wish I could have recorded that fucking conversation.
Why?
Yeah, so, I saw your article in Spin there, and, I really like what you do. Where's your site? And I'm like, oh, I give him the address. He goes, you're really sharp. And I'm like, how do you know? What? How do you know? I've read about it and stuff. I'm like, I just gave you addresses on how to get to my ranch. You've never even heard me. How the fuck do you know if I'm any good?
Well, you know, I mean, you seem like a sharp guy and everything. You've talked to me for 10 minutes. I could be the thickest motherfucker you ever met in your life.
He just doesn't have to say
that would be impossible. He probably has met himself at some point.
I fully called him on it.
John, yeah, you just shut this entire guy down. You don't understand. You're shattering the little fucking kiss.
Yeah. I want
to
go.
Cheek. He's supposed to be amazing, this guy.
Somebody else wrote about him.
He's interviewed everyone.
No, he's a super cool guy. Like, the guy when I talked to him, he's a cool guy.
You just called him on it.
I was just, don't bullshit me, pal. I won't bullshit you. Okay, I'm looking at a synopsis file that Sumerian and a bunch of other gargoyles fired at me. I know this guy's fucking what he eats for breakfast. I know what he named his dog. Yeah. I know what his first girlfriend's name was. I know everything about this
guy.
This guy's
a rat.
Zelda.
So, and I'm like, I'm talking to him on the phone. I'm like, listen, dude. I mean, it's all cool. He's listening. Of course, what rant does he listen to? He turns on, you know, the suicide rant. I'm like, ah, perfect. Right? My most quoted rant. I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like, okay, well, buddy, you know, whatever. And he's like, well, why did you call me? Oh, you in Detroit? No, actually, I'm up here in my igloo in Canada. He's like, I just want to let you know that I think you're great, and I'm keeping an eye on you. And I'm like, wow, you and Jesus are looking at me. I'm like, well, thanks for calling.
Bye.
You know, and
Sean hung up the phone wondering what the hell just happened.
So wait a second. So he says that the only information he has about you, oh, well, at least I read an article about you. He didn't notice the part about you being from Canada.
It's right there.
Wow.
It's like, what are you... What the fuck? I mean, he's a cool guy. I'm not slapping the guy.
10:35. Sean Kennedy.
Kennedy.
You know, okay. Hey, well, you're a great guy, you.
Actually, while I'm on the phone, he's like, hey, Greg, how's it going? I haven't seen you in a while. We just got to get together for golf. I'm like, yeah, your people call my people. Hey, you're beautiful.
That's how you're supposed to play the game, Sean.
I'm like, fuck you.
Sean,
fuck your game. I should be a shock jock in Hollywood. Wow. I'm running out of material. I'll open my window, look down. Oh, okay, I got a head full of good stuff. There we go.
Sean, no bullshit. No fucking bullshit. First day I was at the Paramount lot, I had somebody walk by, somebody else, and they said, hey, Bill, how you going? We got to do lunch sometime. And they walked by, and I figured, this has got to be a movie part. No, this is how they are.
Where's the cameras?
Frightening.
Fantasy mirrors reality.
You know, and I don't really understand this. Like, if I was down in Hollywood, people are like, oh, hi, how are you? Are you really that fucking stupid? What? What the fuck is wrong with you? Aren't you cold? I mean, Jesus, put a cork on them nipples, okay? You're going to fucking put somebody's eye out. Guess what? God gave you a brain, okay? I bet you're real smart. No, you haven't used the fucking noodle in a while. Why don't you go, here's some Neal Stephenson, read this. Go put some clothes on, come back, we'll talk. Wear the glasses you need so you're not squinting all the time, and we'll see if we can do something about your swollen condition you're obviously in. Thank you for calling. Click. It's like, holy fuck. Hey, how's it going? Oh, who are you? Oh, I'm a DJ. Oh, great. I do what you do. Ta-da! You're no better than me.
Wow.
Not at all. You suck and should be destroyed. I kick your ass in spades. Well, you can't say that to me. Actually, I can.
Like the spin article. Would you ever consider...
They asked me this shit. Would you ever consider DJing on a real radio station? Motherfucker, I do DJ on a real radio station. Would you ever write for a real fucking magazine?
You know what we should do? The reason DJs get... the commercial radio DJs get... such swollen heads is because they can just, people call in and they talk to them and they can just shut them off whenever they want. Wouldn't it be cool to...
Click?
Wouldn't it be cool to call...
We can do that too.
You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
That's why they get such swollen heads.
Yes.
So wouldn't it be cool to go to a commercial radio station, call in from a cell phone, and like say on I was talking about Bruce Allen's show to you before, right?
Right.
He's a fucking pinhead. but because of that, call it on his show.
But he's a popular pinhead.
But you express your view until he hangs up on you. What he doesn't realize is you were calling from right outside the station, and then you have a megaphone and just be yelling in for the rest of the show.
A better idea.
The window the window for his show is right to the outside of the parking lot.
Actually, a better idea, porn, would be wait until he says something moronic because you know it will happen, and then hang up on him.
I know, that's...
I'm not even going to talk to you anymore. Click.
Why did I even call you? You're talking a culture of hackers here. Why don't you just get someone to tie your call into every phone line? He hangs up and you're still there. Screw you.
Hi, it's still me.
I control your world.
I'd love
you. You want out the little mechanical lock? I have control of my with my Palm Pilot.
Get 95% saturation point on his phone line.
We control your bladder.
Hi there. Bruce, this is God. Click. Don't hang up on God, Bruce. Click. You're still trying to hang up on God, Bruce. Click. Bruce, I'm going to shut the power off for 10 seconds.
Move.
You know, hold up. This isn't as
Bruce,
hard as
this is still
sound.
God.
This is an easy hack. A matter of fact, there's no hacking involved. We get all of us. How many are in this room? We get 20 people to call up all the time. Just keep calling back and placing them on a conference.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Ding. We win.
Bruce,
actually,
this is still God.
Actually, Derek, or... Enki, if we played our cards right, we could actually have access to the whole internet side of his show too. Because who does all his network for him? Graham Scott does all his network for him.
Quiet. We'll talk about this privately later.
Okay. Fine.
I think it is time we begin talking about our subject for the evening. I think it's time to bring up Halloween.
We're gonna play Sean's rant first.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll get into that. I think.
You got anything else to play or what?
No. No, right, that was the extent.
Let's play another cool movie line.
They're really quiet, unfortunately.
Are they?
Like, they're going to be... They're super, super quiet. You know, I had to turn it up.
We went and we watched, just to let everyone know, we ripped
everything.
A ton out of Apocalypse Now, which is great, because he keeps on calling Colonel Kurtz the man.
The man, he's great.
I'm a small man. He's a great man. The man opened my eyes, and I'm like, oh, God, this is so good. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, it's great.
Did you have to change your shorts more than once? That's all.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times. Okay, what do we got?
Slut rights.
Ah, yes. Now, this is in response. We're going to predecessor a little bit here. Now, if you check the page, there's a rape is an adult crime, but be careful. I believe September 18th.
Right at the top of the page.
Right at the top of the page under the forums. There is a... There's these two football guys who apparently raped these chicks. Now, they'd never been charged before.
Allegedly.
La, 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 la,
not
la, whatever. Yeah, allegedly or whatever. Okay, they're accused of rape. And what happened was we started posting our usual thing about rapists. I'm like, oh, two college rapist guys, but they're being tried as adults. And then what I said in the article was, okay, we got to be real careful with the tried as adults thing. I'm all for rapists getting ass fucked by a train, okay? But I'm just saying that we got to be real careful with this charged as adult shit. All right. So what happened is, and then the forum goes on, and lo and behold, someone who knows the two guys, Jack and Brandon, okay, starts posting in there saying, you guys don't know these guys. These guys are great athletes. They're really good guys. This Lisa girl's a slut. She's a total slut. La, 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 la. She was out getting drunk and la, 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 la. Now, wait, they were charged with rape and sexual battery. Okay. I did a respond post after 28 fucking posts on this thing, and then... One of the girls who were raped, one of their family members, begins posting in the forum, okay? And begins going, well, you guys don't really know what's going on here. The facts aren't in here. Are the facts, la, 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 la. So it turned into quite a heated forum. If you guys want to check it out, it's
pretty
cool.
From friends of the people in the story.
So it's like people in the story started commenting in the forum. And they're all like, blah, blah, blah. And it turns really heated. And then Buddy starts going, yeah, well, you guys should just come on down here. I'm like, well, that's really stupid. Let's get on to an organization called Cult, which has a massive roster list, and then start throwing out threats. That's fucking bright. Darwin Award? So I'm like, okay, whatever, whatever. So I did a big post saying, okay, we're not going to do any threats. We're not going to do threatens. Okay. And the fact that this girl is a slut, the fact this girl is a complete, you know, floozy, means nothing.
No shit.
Or that
not
the,
a
nothing.
Goddamn thing. She's a slut. God love her. God love her. Send her over to the next Comic Con. I know some kids who play Magic who need to meet this woman. Okay? But the fact is that rape is not like I'm halfway through the intercourse and I decide to say no. Okay, this is not what they were charged with. They were charged with rape and sexual battery. This is not a peaceful crime. This is a very physical, very violent crime, which is going to be a lot of evidence.
Yeah.
It's not a sexual crime. It's a crime of violence.
Like doctor's evidence and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, there's like fucking,
it's,
you know,
either yes or no.
Really, really nasty wounds and shit.
I've seen women who have been raped. I've seen them come in. Okay? I've seen the fucking damage.
Oh, it's brutal.
I'm sorry. I don't give a shit. There is never, fucking
never,
an excuse for it. No matter what the fuck the situation was, oh, she brought it on herself. No.
Look at how she was dressed.
And we need to execute you slowly and painfully. I know it won't make you.
I
know it won't
make
you any more dead. But at least it'll make us all feel better.
No, I don't think they should. I don't think they should be executed slowly. But I think they should be executed very, very quickly. Well, it's totally painless. But the point is that Now, we don't know these kids are guilty. We don't. You got to be careful with the thing
like
sex crimes.
These kids are guilty. I'm just saying rapist.
We can't sit out there and start calling witch. We can't do that shit. Okay, but if these kids are found guilty, then they deserve to. I'd fucking throw the switch myself. And I did a rant about that sort of thing. So why don't we play that?
Sure. I've got something to play before that.
Sure.
Remember that little mic noise you made a couple things ago? Squeakily mic noise.
Somebody made
that. Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh,
Smokehouse.
Oh, my God.
Smokehouse is on you again, baby.
Master of manipulation of time and space and sound.
Smokehouse has done something.
Has done something.
Okay, so what is it?
You have to be careful on this show because everything's recorded by Smokehouse. It's called 14-Year-Old Unleashed by Smokehouse.
Oh, no.
So here it is on Rant Radio, and then it's Slut Rights.
Hey, baby. Hi, I'm a 14-year-old. I'm really horny. Please take advantage of me.
That's a bit, baby. We're finally gonna score.
Thank God.
Ready to listen to
Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel. A couple weeks ago, I posted a story about these girls who wound up being raped or said they were raped by these two football jocks, and it prompted this huge, big fucking discussion in the forum. And everyone's all like, oh, wow, well, there's all this shit that's going on. And then they're saying, oh, well, these guys who raped them, though, these girls are sluts. They were total sluts. They slept with everything. They've gone down on everything but the Titanic. They're sluts. They're so slutty. Oh, my God. And these guys, well, they're just good football jocks, you know. I don't know if they're guilty or not. I don't know if they're guilty or not. But the fact is, I don't care if they're sluts. Sluts have rights, too. I happen to be big fans of sluts. I think sluts are great. I think we need more sluts. Women who like to fuck? Absolutely. Send them on over. Sounds like a good plan. That's the difference between a slut and a bitch. A slut will fuck anyone. A bitch will fuck anyone but you. That's the only difference, okay? So, oh, they're sluts. They're horrible sluts. That's not what you called them last night, was it? Everybody loves sluts. There's no problem. Men are sluts. Women are sluts. We're all fucking sluts. We're all media sluts and television sluts. Slut. It's a great word. It just rolls off the tongue. And they got just... And if you say that they don't have rights just because they like to fuck, well, you like to wear plaid. So that makes you just as good. Or, hey, you like to wear Gap. You're a Gap slut. You have no rights, okay? We're going to hunt the Gap sluts in the street, okay? They're running down the street and... that's it. Gap slut might say, oh, but that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I'm a good militia member. And that's just a horrible little slut. That's a Gap slut. Sluts have rights, too. Who gives a shit what their moral choices are? They can do whatever the fuck they please because we live in a free society. Don't go sitting there thinking they're lesser people just because you don't happen to agree with some choices they choose to make. Just because you don't happen to agree on how they use to treat their body. Just because you happen to agree, you don't happen to agree that they like to make other people feel good, okay? My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. Yes, yes,
the
yes.
Everly Brothers are spinning right now.
Sorry, Dak had a conniption over the Smokehouse thing.
I was
I'm a slut. I'm a slut. Who's a slut? Who's a slut in the IRC right now? That's what I want to know. Who?
Apocalypse is a cult whore.
Okay, I want to know who wants to be a slut. Who wants to just go out and fuck everyone they can see? Every
Prophet
chick.
Unholy Dio is a slut.
Okay,
there we go.
I want a whole line of people confessing their slutdom.
And Cenobites, by default, have to type it.
Yeah. No, they're the slut from which all slutdom springs forth from. Of course the Lords of Asim.
I'm the alpha slut.
Alpha slut. I am patient slut. Patient zero slut. But
Punk of Evil wants to be a slut.
I'm a lot of a slut.
I try real hard.
But I got no takers. Green Gun Melio, large arrow, large slut.
Used to be, want to be, lots and lots of...
Ringleader is just so quiet right at this moment.
Slut material, Nomad Plastic, so...
Yeah.
Man whore, ominous animus.
Man whore.
slut in training.
Oh, Decker Pele wants a slut.
Everyone wants a slut.
There you go.
Who wants, you know what? I never understood this, okay? In the Israeli, like, whole Mujahideen fucking thing, okay? They sit there and they're like, oh, well, if you die for Allah, you get a tent by the riverside, and then they send you 40 virgins.
What's the point?
40 virgins?
Yeah.
40 fucking virgins? What the fuck am I going to do? I'll give you 20 of my virgins for one Sylvia Saint. Okay? I'll just take the, I'll take a blonde, brunette, and a redhead that are all filthy fucking bitches. I'm talking like they started when they were Tracy Lord's age and they just went from there. Okay? That's what I want. And we'll put different fucking wigs on them and all. So we'll put different masks and shit. And I'll dress up as a schoolgirl and they can sting me. And fucking when Alice swings by my tent, he's not coming in. I'll have to fucking sign outside of his tent. When this tent's a rocking, don't be coming a knocking. I'll be all, yeah, Wujan, do this, motherfucker. Oh, yeah, bow, but you bow now. You can have your fucking 40 virgins all. Fuck that, okay? I've had my fill of that. I'm like, where's the lube? I'm sorry. I'm going to get me some.
Wow, you can have this mic back. I have nothing more to say.
I'm sorry. I'd be doing the bad shit. I'd be doing the bad, rank, raunchy, heavenly, good tent by the riverside shit, man. I would have, like, Dr. Fellatio and Rocco going, man, you better slow the fuck down. Man, you had better slow the fuck down, man. Ron Jeremy, me, like, would be standing outside my hand with his hand saluting me. It'd be the goods, man. 40 fucking virgins. What are these guys thinking?
Deep breath, Sean.
It's the Quran.
All that effort training them
totally
wasted
different.
Every day.
Only you can help.
You get one of them just working halfway decent, and you're like, get the next one the next day. You're like, oh, come on.
I just got it broke in.
Fuck. What happens to these virgins?
Dotcom girl's like chewing off her tongue. Like, I won't kill any of these guys now. We're on the air. That would be evidence.
And not only that, what about the women who blow
themselves up? Let it go, Dotcom.
No, but it's true. What about the women who blow themselves up? Would you like to have sex with 40 really good-looking, you know, boy toy guys that are total virgins?
Or 40 20-second wonders.
What's that? Or 40... Be like, he didn't get his pants off. Fuck.
Next.
Again, you know, I'd be all, I'm sorry, I've never done this before. Get the fuck out of my tent. You guys could sit there and you'd be all like, oh, you guys, you're so bad. You guys are bad. Oh, my God, I can't say that. Yeah, after 5 fucking years in our world, okay, dealing with mercy, you'd be like, I want some spanky monkey. Come here, you spanky monkey. Get on your fucking knees. You'd be having a fistful of fucking hair and you'd be breaking these fucking kids' backs, man. You'd be playing Lords of Acid on loop, okay? Amped. You'd be like rocking the camp. You'd be throwing fucking vinyl shit out the door. You'd be like virgin men would run out of the fucking valley. Okay? And be like, you know, whoa.
And we wonder why the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Who's the guy that records everything on this show?
Smokehouse is going to have a field day.
Could Smokehouse possibly burn me a copy of just that?
No, I record every show.
True. They're all like, women are sitting there and they're always like, I love this shit. Chicks are all, oh, you know, you men are so bad. Excuse me, genetically, you have a higher sex drive. Try this next time. Your girlfriend sister goes, that's it, you're cut off. Fine, fair ball. I'll take your time you cut me off and double it. I can jerk off. And I've got the internet to assist me.
It'll
cost them $60
and a bottle of lube for them.
And I'm like, and that's true, women can masturbate too, but women have a higher sex drive, and there's only so much you can do with your index finger before these chicks start getting a little crazy. Okay, they'd be like sitting there going, I don't know, this warm bath isn't doing it anymore. I mean, you can always tell when chicks are getting horny because they start having doing that foam bubble bath shit.
I've noticed
you cut a chick off for 3 weeks, they'll like foam out the whole fucking bathroom. There's like suds in the hallway.
And
like,
they'll wash a lot of clothes and just stand real close.
Yeah, and then they'll wash all their clothes and they're like ironing and shit, and they're like, you know, up against the washing machine, spin cycle, and you're like, whoa, easy now, it's fucking crazy.
Oh, here, all the secrets are out now, girl on the line.
I totally...
secrets are being told. They must have cameras set up or something. We're going to have to set up a playbook.
Well, you remember that gargoyle watch, right?
Yeah, the new gargoyle watch. The gargoyle's always watching it. Ooh.
Why are they turning to Cenobites?
No, but you sit there, it's like, you know, and where do guys get this imagery from? Well, it's because of all these porn magazines you see. What do women do when they're home alone? They put on this really erotic underwear and pose. Around the house. That's all they do.
Or they go over to their friends whose husband is also out.
I don't understand that shit either. You got like these weird lesbian encounter things. Like, you know, I'd be sitting there, like, you put this in perspective, you know, you see the porno where they're over and they're like, and then they wind up sucking face, amongst other things. And you're sitting there and you're like, whoa. I mean, I've never been down at Geeks R Us and I like bump into Chris and go, hey, your dick's up my ass. That shit never happens. It's like, it's totally true. You sit there and you're like, well, you know, that could happen. Come on, honey. Doesn't this lesbian thing turn you on? Oh, hang on, honey. I'm going to go get some gay porn and see if that turns you on. Or to see if your sphincter shrivels up to the size of a raisin. Okay? It's like when I got drunk with that fucking drunk guy, with that gay guy, and gay people know how to party better than anyone else. They're the only white people who can dance, and at all. Gay men are the best fucking dancers in the world. And it's not like, you know, gay men now, they're fucking huge. They're fucking roid monkeys. You're like, let's go kick the shit out of a faggot. You ever seen the faggots down at the Odyssey? I'd be like, hey, you're looking kind of cute.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's my first time. Be very gentle. You know, these guys are fucking huge. Like, there's chicks like drooling over these guys. They're like, I'm sorry, ladies. I'm a man's man. You know, and shit like that. That's all cool. But I was drinking with this gay guy in this gay bar. We're sitting there getting fucking faced, and he's in drag. His drag is, of course, it's like 4 a.m, and he's talking to me about this, right? And the drag is beginning to, well, drag,
nope.
And it's like coming off of his face, and he's like, can you answer me something? Why is there all these fucking red guys who think we want to fuck them? Would you want to fuck a redneck? And I thought about it, you know, because I'm drunk too, and I go, well, no, not really. Then what makes you think I want to fuck a redneck? I wouldn't touch one of those fat, smelly, hairy bastards if you paid me. I don't even get it. I don't understand what the fuck is going on with these people, man. They just go off and on, all about all the fags and all this kind of shit. It's all good. Sex is okay. Sex is not dirty. Sex is a natural thing. But everyone's like, can't do that. What are we on about?
Halloween?
Scary shit!
Ta-da!
You just sort of ran the gamut.
I don't fucking care. I really don't. You know,
Optic says, Sean, you already told this story!
Sorry. I didn't go on and on about it. Optic, I told the same story. Oh, well. Ah, so there, PMG Corporate Horror, never heard it. La la, la la, forget to shut up, Optic. Nah, everyone pang Optic.
Oh, no.
So, ringleader.
Pang.
So,
pang.
Shall we mention what happened to us?
Okay, this is actually a really good story.
Scared.
This is a really, no, this
yeah,
is some twisted
scared.
Shit.
This is just, it was just rather amusing. Me,
rather amusing.
Ringleader, Structural Integrity Man, and the King of Monster Island. Structure Integrity Man and the King of Monster Island were dating at the time. And we went down to, I believe it was a trailer that her boss owned that was just down in Blaine. Was it Blaine, Washington? So we were just going down there for like a long weekend to just, you know, have a, it was like a little vacation, just to get the fuck away from it, sit around. So they, Structural Integrity Man and King of Monster Island had a small fight, I think was what happened. And me and the ringleader decided to go get some munchies. So we figured we'd go on a munchie run. Give him a mic there.
A small fight does not require donor art.
So, okay.
I mean, we were out picking her contact lenses up from outside the trailer.
Yeah, that was
this
the next day. That was
fight.
The next day, though, but at this time, we go out, and it's a cool night, and it's starting to get foggy. So we drive, and we go to this one place, and it's closed. So we figure, well, when we were coming down here, because we went through this long, back-twisting way that he was driving, I have no idea where the fuck we were. we figured we'd see if they had any munchies down there. We thought we saw a gas station. So we start driving, and we take the wrong road.
A really wrong road.
A really wrong low road. So,
wrong load too.
So, first of all, what was it? It was a house first, wasn't it? We drive by this house. The best way to describe it is it was the psycho house. I mean, including the fact that there were all the lights were out in the house.
Hello, mother. Not again.
Up in the top window is one light on. In the top of, like, we're talking, like, literally, what's that term?
Gable.
A gable window. Up top, there's one light on, and there's somebody standing there, silhouetted in it.
Oh, no.
Went, wow. That's interesting. And there's no other houses near this place, either.
Now, that's why. And people look at me and they go, Sean, you know, your Sentinels project where you want to be wired into the web all the time is a bad idea. Bad idea. Shortcut to, damn, I wish I was wired into the internet 24/7.
So
We drive by the past the place, thinking, you know, that was kind of a creepy-looking house. Ha, 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 ha. So we keep driving. Now the fog gets a little worse, and we drive by. Now, I don't know if anyone here has read Skeleton Crew. It's a collection of short stories by Stephen King. One of the short stories was called The Mist. In The Mist, there was a place called the Arrowhead Project. One of Stephen King's semi-quasi-military, you know, spurless bases that supposedly unleashed some unholy horror upon the world.
That was possessed.
We drive by a place that, no lie, says Arrowhead Project.
Yes.
Off in the distance, all we can see are lights going by this place, and there's all sorts of emergency vehicles off in the distance screaming up and down towards this place. Me and him had both read the book, so we're making jokes about this, thinking, ha, this is kind of funny. Then the fog hit us. Now, I said it was foggy before. Now the road disappeared, completely disappeared. So he's driving along as slow as he can so that we won't die, won't get run into anybody. And then the hellhound attacked. Out of fucking nowhere, no driveway, this huge fucking dog runs, leaps at the side of the car. We scream. He floors it and goes screaming down the road as fast as we can.
In the fog.
In the fog.
Not a good choice.
Never a good choice.
Driving fast in fog, bad.
Fog, bad! Now, here comes the kicker. This is the part where God, having tried to get us three separate times and having failed because we were too smart to hang around for any of this weird bullshit.
You were too smart to get out of the car.
Figures, let's put something right in the middle of the road.
So far we've got Arrowhead, we've got The Mist, we've got Cujo.
We've also got the Psycho House.
Right, okay.
So right in front of us, standing in the middle of the road, is some nutcase wearing a black trench coat, black clothes, and sunglasses walking in the middle of the fucking road. While we're doing about 60 miles an hour.
In pea soup fog at night.
Yes.
Woohoo.
In the state.
Suicide
would
much?
Would you care to...
so
for anyone that can't see, Ringleader is shaking his head vigorously, trying to forget.
So what happens now?
He screams, I scream, he slams the car, we miss the guy by inches.
Did you scream like girls?
Yes.
Little schoolgirls.
Do not scream this high or loud.
It probably sounded like two 250-pound field mice being stepped on.
Okay, we miss these two, this guy, by an inch. We get back to the house, or to the trailer. We walk in. The first word out of Stretcher Integrity Man is, what the hell took you guys so long?
Wow.
And we didn't kill him. I don't know why. To this day, I don't know why.
That's not the story I was hoping of. I was hoping of you to tell me the Yakima story.
Oh, no, not Yakima. Oh, I know which one you're talking about. You're talking about the weird noise.
The weird noise.
The Aldergrove event.
The Aldergrove event.
Now, this is something that actually happened.
Yeah.
There's that which was made up.
Well, no. This one's documented in newspapers.
Yes.
This was a severe, like, kind of paranormal, sort of X-Files-y kind of thing going on, big time.
Why
don't we give Ringleader the mic?
Yeah,
let you
start this one. But
okay.
I should mention that we didn't know each other when we talked about this story for the first time.
Yes. The interesting part about the story is, like Uncle Dak stated, he heard it and saw it and experienced it from a different viewpoint than I did, and we had not known each other at the time. It basically started with I was hanging out with a friend of mine. From high school, his father,
ex-SAS.
They had he fought in the Falklands, two ex-SAS dogs. He's a canine trainer. And his dad is very, very, very anti-gun. So Charles, the guy I was hanging out with, was never allowed to touch a gun, period. So we're at the home of Charles' dad. And, you know, it's... You know, no big deal. We're sitting there.
Gesture with the other hand.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
The volume is going
okay.
No,
is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, I was at Charles's house, and, you know, it's night, and everything's going on, and we're watching a movie, and things are good. And then the dogs start acting up weird. Okay, this is no big deal. You know, dogs do that. Someone's walking down the road or something. But for the first time, the dogs aren't at the door barking really bad. They're kind of, like, at the door whimpering. And we're like, you know, these are 200, you know, 100, to be honest, probably about 160, 170-pound Rottweilers. Military trained, they have a confirmed kill. No, they had confirmed kills in Falcon. Anyway, so Charles's dad, me and Charles just look at him and go, dogs are wimpy. Charles's dad comes walking into the living room, looks at the dogs, and goes, huh. And you see that, you know that serious face parents put on all of a sudden when things have gone horribly wrong and they don't want the kids to know? Ding, got it. So his dad goes, I'm going to just let the dogs out. I'll be back in a minute. Opens the door and walks with the dogs to the barn. Okay, no big deal. Me and Charles are still watching a movie. Hey, life is good. We hear this noise. I cannot describe the noise. It's a guttural, groaning noise. Anyway, no big deal.
It was a roar.
Well, how loud? We're watching an action film, and it easily drowned out the TV inside. And me and Charles looked at each other and went, "What the hell was that?" Well, not quite, but you know, I was like, "Hey, Charles, that doesn't sound like dogs." Oh no! This is the type of noise that makes like me and Charles looked at each other and went, "What was that?" Like really, like okay, diaper check time.
It was,
anyway,
it was not a sound that you can describe. It is not something I have. I watch every fucking nature program on the planet. I've heard almost every animal make a noise. I've never heard anything like this.
Anyways, let the rest
okay.
finish.
About 30 seconds after we hear the noise, Charles's father comes through the door rather quickly with the dogs, and they're. They're terrified. I mean, they're sweating. It's a cold night. The dogs are sweating. They come running into the house, and they're just, like, hiding. And Charles's dad goes, "Charles, come here. And sit down." Charles's dad goes to the gun cabinet, opens the gun cabinet, takes out three weapons.
The anti-gun guy.
Yes. Guns. Yes. No, the cabinet is a lock-steel cabinet. He takes them out. He puts the bolts in the weapons. He loads them. He hands his 16-year-old son a rifle. He hands me a shotgun. He takes out his assault rifle. His father is now standing there in the middle of his living room, in the middle of a nice semi-suburban alder grove, with two SAS dogs standing there, and he's got his 16-year-old son and a friend he's only seen twice,
armed
and he's armed to the teeth. And what is the orders he gives Charles and me? Watch the walls.
Whoa.
Okay, me and Charles are shitting bricks.
Great.
We are shitting bricks. We're not allowed to touch the gun cabinet. He's given me a loaded gun. This is the first man... Contrary to public opinion, prior to, like, New Year's Eve celebrations where I've shot off shotguns, this is the first time someone handed me a loaded gun with the intention of killing something. Okay, so we're freaking.
Watch
I'm shitting myself here. And his dad is, like, all the lights are on in the house. He's got every light in the house. Picks up the phone. He calls the police. Okay, intelligent person. He gets the police. The police says, "Where are you?" He gives the location. He says, "Yes, there's an event in progress. Please remain in your home." Okay, we're going, not a good scene. Not a good scene. We hear the noise again. Okay, now the dogs are, you know that whimpering like when you kick a puppy? Okay, you got 160-pound Rottweilers whimpering. Okay, this is not doing a lot for mine and Charles' confidence level. I'm shaking like a leaf in a 120-mile-an-hour wind. So anyway, it gets worse. Now we start to hear helicopters. And we're like, okay, what the hell is going on? Out the front window, they've got a big window in the front of the house. You can see the road. And down the road, you see this RCMP car come zipping down the road, stops at the intersection. Okay, no big deal. Lights on. Two RCMP officers get out in TAC vests with M16s.
Oh.
This is in the Alder Grove newspaper. You can look from the date. They deployed, we find out later, the whole RCMP for the Langley Mission, Matsqui, and Alder Grove detachments were deployed in a 2-square mile that evening. It's in the newspapers. They were in RCMP, by the way, do not carry M16s, period. They're not in the cars.
They have access to them, but they're
not deployed in the vehicles.
No, they're not.
Not in 1986, they weren't.
So they were set out purposely.
This is earlier than 86. This was, this was about 82 because
no,
that's...
It's got to be 86. It was the year before Expo.
That's 85.
85, sorry. Okay. The year before Expo. Because that's when I knew Charles from high school. Thank you very much. But the terrifying aspect, okay, so you got two officers standing in the middle of an intersection in tactical vests carrying M16s. You hear helicopters in the distance. You have an SAS-trained individual giving his 16-year-old son heavy weapons and saying to watch the walls. Charles's dad proceeds to
carrying an assault rifle, I may remind you, walk out and talk to the police officers. Okay, here in Canada, you step off your... You get seen with an assault rifle. They arrest your ass.
They will fucking put you down now. There's no fucking around with assault rifles at all. Like, you think they have that you have a gun?
Any kind of gun. Doesn't matter if it's an assault rifle or whatever.
You walk down the street with a fucking sword, okay? That's, like, not on. Like,
anyway,
seriously, they're massively anti-gun here.
Anyway, he walks out to the police. Do they arrest him? No. Do they hassle him? No. Did they take his gun away? No. They suggest that he return to his house, lock the door, keep his family with him, and do not come out until he's told it's clear. They don't take the weapon. They send him back to the house.
Now, what happened? This was a point that you've missed. What happened to the television and the radio?
Okay, the television and the radio at this point are no longer working. We have no television, we have no electrical signals coming into the... We have no phone after that.
That's
television,
bizarre.
No,
phones never die.
That is standard practice.
Oh, really?
If you have an outbreak or there's a severe panic situation, they will isolate an area
and cut it off
from communication. And they will cut off all comms.
Oh, okay.
That is a government...
Once again, not something that's really going to instill a lot of confidence in you.
No,
means it's damage control. They assume you're probably dead.
Okay. Now...
You fall into the category of acceptable losses.
Now, here comes the scary part. I mean, like, Ronan Medic knows that, you know, Aldergrove's got has a small communications military facility.
Yep.
Anyway, at this point, we're now terrified. Me and Charles are, like, literally just about in tears. And we see deuces go by with military personnel heading south down 272nd, heading towards the ravine, which is at that point where we determine we hear the noise from. Okay, so the two deuces loaded with military personnel, and here's my question. Canadian Armed Forces military personnel are not issued black BDUs. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not a military specialist.
The only people who are issued black BDUs in the entire Canadian Forces is the JTF.
Can you please enlighten our unenlightened listeners as to what a black BTU is?
A black BDU is a battle dress uniform. BDU. It's not actually BDU. Battle dress uniform. The only people who carry battle dress uniforms are either a tactical unit, like a police unit who is deploying at night. They will wear black, and the JTF wears black.
Yeah.
JTF is the joint task force between the military and the
RCMP.
Unlike the states, the military in Canada is allowed to assist the police department in civil disturbances. Anyway, I had no clue what they are. But Charles' dad, seeing this, basically he went far, far over the edge. At that point, he cleared the furniture out of the middle of the room. He sat us down with the dogs, and he's sitting there in the middle of the room with us, panning, in full combat gear. He's panning the walls with his assault rifle.
The reason why he's doing that, just to keep our listeners informed, the SAS trained that during a military insertion, if you're going to attack a house, you do not go through doors and windows because they can be trapped. If you're going to gain entry to a house, you rip through walls. This is how I was trained.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what happens is you rock at the roof of a house and you come down, you move through walls. This is why he's doing this.
I at the time, I was not completely aware why he was doing it. All I know, it was just scaring the shit out of me. Thank you very much. So the night goes on. We heard a couple more times. And eventually, we were told all clear and we were told nothing happened and everything's good. The following week, me and Charles did our best to investigate it and found multiple news reports that, you know, because it happened to a lot of people. They lost TV, radio, and phone, so of course it makes the news.
This isn't a small town, by the way. It's like a major rural community,
yes,
by the way. This isn't like, you know, some little backwaters, you know, Stephen King town. This was like a major urban area.
Like 60,000 people.
Yeah, 60,000
people. In a two-mile section centered around the gully between 248th and 272nd at about 32nd Avenue, in a two-mile circle around there, everyone lost phone communication, television, radio, and there was a military or police deployed at every intersection armed with assault rifles around that two-mile area. There was helicopters seen from multiple locations. Uncle Dak saw it from the other end of the ravine. This is where it gets interesting. He heard and saw most of these effects from a different location unbeknownst to us. What we find terrifying is the news reports the next day state that, I mean, it made the news because all the police were called. Total RCMP deployed was over 120 RCMP officers. The detachment for the city of Langley is 22 officers. Where the hell did they get 122 officers? But that was the total amount deployed in the area that evening. They will not state how many military personnel were deployed. We only saw two deuces loaded with people. But the question I have is, having looked into Armed Forces Base Aldergrove, they have on an evening, they're supposed to have 6 to 8 personnel on duty.
CFB Aldergrove is a comms base. You're not going to get anything worth a fuck out of CFB Aldergrove. And other than that, you would have had the engineers in Chilliwack. The guys who showed up out there were probably, I'm probably thinking someone in the city of Vancouver. I'm thinking like the special weapons and tactics out of Vancouver. They jumped inside, got a hold of like the BCR armories or one of the mobile armories down there, jumped into deuces and fucked off at the high port.
Well, the really interesting part is when you look at the ravine in question, you follow it on a map, you will see that it crosses the border and goes to the Yakima Advanced Weapons Testing Facility in Washington State.
That's quite like, that's quite the ravine, actually.
Yeah, I was at the one end of the ravine.
Yes, the ravine goes right into the Yakima Advanced Weapons Testing for biological and advanced weapons testing in
what 200 kilometers, like 300 kilometers, 200 miles away.
If you follow the ravine, yes, but they've got an advanced deployment section less than 2 miles like south of the border.
It's a river. It starts as a creek where the ravine is, and kind of turns into a river eventually. It's like part of a stream system.
But that, for people who'd like to know tactically, a ravine is great because that's considered to be dead ground. If you're going to move and you don't want to be seen and you're being searched for, ravines are great because you don't silhouette if you're a large object.
So anyway, the moral of the story is
I know well.
The moral of the story is I don't know what it was. I never saw anything. I only heard things. But when you take an individual who totally has experienced warfare, has killed in action, and is totally adverse to the use of firearms, and he's handing his son and a house guest that he'd only met twice weapons and ammo and arming them.
What kind of weapons were they?
He gave me a shotgun. He gave him a rifle.
What kind of shotgun, do you know?
At that point, it was just a 5-point Remington.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's all he had in there.
What was he carrying?
His son?
No, yeah, well, what did he give his son?
His son, he gave him a bolt action. I'm not sure what it was. He himself was carrying an Enfield.
Okay.
When I had to deal with it was, we were sitting there watching TV, me and my cousin, and they were the only people in the house. Everybody else is out. This is my aunt's house. We had just, this is the thing. I'm trying to think if the dates are off between you and me, because I thought I had just moved there. I might be thinking I was back over my aunt's or something like that. But anyhow, the only people there were me and my cousin. And I heard the most fucked up noise I have ever heard in my entire life. I cannot describe it. I've never heard it since. I will never hear it again as long as I live, as far as if I'm good.
I hope.
And yeah, if God loves me, I'll never have to hear that sound again.
So in other words, you will.
What?
So in other words, you will.
Yeah, exactly. And what happened? The dog they had was just a mutt. I can't remember its fucking name. And it pissed itself. It like let go on the carpet under the dining room table. My cousin Al jumps up, goes over to the back window, pulls the sliding door open, looks out, doesn't see anything, and we're right at the very edge, the beginning of the ravine. And so he looks down, doesn't see anything. Closes the door, goes back inside, and just basically sits there. And I'm like, what the hell was that? Because I'm thinking I'm new to Canada or recent to Canada. And I'm going, this must be some animal that I've never heard of. Or, you know, maybe that was the sound of a bear, or maybe that was the sound of an elk or something. I don't know. I've never heard anything like this.
And, well, that's from New York, right?
So yeah, 4-ton elk being stepped on.
By
Godzilla.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what was that? He goes, he doesn't know. And, you know, this is not giving me much confidence because, see, where you grow up in New York, glass is not like your friend because people can come through glass. That's how people break in. And so this is like, and this house with this much glass does not make me feel very comfortable. It's a rancher. Okay? Glass everywhere. The walls are practically fucking glass. Huge picture window in the front. Huge picture window in the back. Glass sliding door. I'm like going, this place is just not safe. So everything's quiet for a little bit. The cable goes out. Al, I'm like going, Al, what happened to the cable? He's going, we lose it sometimes out here, but I don't know. He tries different channels and everything. Nothing. Gets up, and then we hear the noise again.
Yay.
And it's louder this time. And the glass in the back window in the door, the frame, the glass rattles. You know, whenever you hear a sound that's loud enough to make the window rattle a little bit? At that point, I just freak out. He goes and gets his gun, which is just a hunting rifle, which is now, I'm completely freaked. I'm, like, panic-stricken. This is, like, not good shit.
So this noise is totally animalistic, then?
It is, and it isn't. It's too loud to be an animal, unless it was, like, screaming in your ear. And most animals don't make enough noise to rattle windows. Yeah, actually, a lion roaring might, but that wasn't a lion. So I have no fucking idea what the hell it was. And at that point, cops come up to the corner right at the edge. They get out. Another cruiser pulls up. Al goes over and talks to them. He's halfway out the door when the cop screams at him, "Get back in your fucking house and lock the door." At which point I'm figuring, I am in a bad fucking horror movie, and I don't want to play this game anymore. Thank you.
And cops generally aren't that rude up here?
Yes.
Yeah. RCMP never swear at you.
Yes. No.
Ever. You can be pissing on the Red Surge, and they'll go, "Would you please refrain from doing that?"
And they'll call you, "Please stop."
Yes.
"Please stop that, sir. I don't want to have to clean it again today."
So what happens? Al goes back inside the house, locks the doors, goes around and checks all the windows, and I'm thinking, do you have, like, a secure basement or something? And we sit there, at which point a fire truck pulls up out to the front of the ravine and stays there. And then the helicopters come by overhead. And it was a lot of them. And they had a searchlight, and they went through the entire back of the ravine with a fucking searchlight. Going from one end, and they just went out beyond our line of sight. And that was all I got from this
side
of the
story. And for the record, the newspapers made a pretty obvious note that in Canada, flying with a helicopter at night is against the law in 1985. It means prior to night vision equipment, flying below 2,000 feet in any vehicle is against
over a populated area. Yeah, and they couldn't have been more than 500 feet up. And you know how much noise a fucking chopper makes?
Yeah,
and they literally, it was like right out of a bad movie. They had a fucking searchlight and they're pointing it down, so going through the ravine. Just,
you guys never got any clues or anything? You have
I don't
no
have
idea.
A clue what it
no
is.
Fucking idea.
I don't want to know.
No. No fucking idea, because let's put it this way. One, I don't believe the idea that it was like some monster, because I don't believe in that shit. Okay, so number one, I do not believe, like, you know, the government made a monster and let it loose. I don't believe in fucking aliens because, sorry, they're not here, they're not coming.
Next story.
Did you ever hear any gunshots anymore? No, I never heard any gunshots, never heard anything.
They were spec ops then, and they wanted to keep it quiet, they would have silenced everything.
Yes, that was it. That's all I have from the side of the story. Now, a few years later, me and the ringleader are sitting there, we're talking, we're sharing horror stories. And I start to tell a story about the weirdest fucking sound I ever heard, and the color drains out of this guy's face.
I remember this.
And he was freaking. And the
took
weird
it poorly, he
yeah,
left,
and the
think.
Weird part. No, the weird part was he had told his side of the story to someone else, and that person is standing there with this look on their face of, "You two set this fucking up." And we're like, "What are you talking about?" And that's when we compared notes, and we didn't like it.
Yeah.
End of horse. End of story.
It only took a half hour.
Well, it's only a half hour.
That was a good story.
Yep. Oh, it was.
That is a good story. So,
unfortunately, U.S. population doesn't have an attention span that long.
Okay, so what are...
People are going, "What was this story about again?"
I don't think so.
No, not here, but on there.
No, I don't think... Is that what they're saying?
No.
What was this story about? People would, like... Whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
okay, next story.
Wow. Pay attention, there's a at the end.
A lot of people may not know this, but I'm actually...
One more?
I'm actually a really hardcore occult kind of guy. When I was a kid, growing up, I used to read all about the occult. It was like a big
what?
Thing.
What, Sean? Occult?
Yeah, no.
You wanted a personal demon.
People who knew me when I was a kid, I used to read about all this shit. That's why anyone who reads The Bloodstained Rabbit, they'll see I make all these references, la 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 la. Because I used to read about all this shit. You know, you're a kid, you're playing Dungeons and Dragons, you want to get into this stuff, and the church hates it, so why not learn about it, right? That was the whole idea. So, there's a lot of really crazy shit that usually happens. Okay, and I got a call, and everyone kind of knew I was a weird kid, and I'm the kid who knew about Ouija boards and stuff. So in my little neighborhood of Port Kells, okay? The Ouija board hit Fort Kells, right? Everyone's all fucking around with it. So it was all good. It was all cool. Everyone's all having fun. Now, my home life wasn't all that shit hot, so I could come and go pretty much as I pleased, you know, whatever. And it was like a Thursday night. It was about a Thursday night, and what do you want?
Say it in the microphone.
How come it stopped?
Tape stopped.
That's not good.
Okay.
I'll go fix that.
You're gonna go fix that anyway.
Did that just happen?
I have no idea. I just looked up and saw it.
Okay, so the tape stopped. Regardless, what happens is, I'm at home. Whatever. This wasn't a Halloween. This wasn't any kind of a scary time. Okay, and I get this phone call. And it was actually a girl I knew from the area. She phones me up, and she's like, hi, Sean. And I'm like, hi. Now, this is someone who I don't know. I'm like all of about, you know, 12, 13 years old, and this girl is about the same age. She's like, hi, Sean? And I'm like, yeah. She's never even talked to me. She doesn't even know I exist. This is one of the people who make fun of you when you're the nerd. And she's like, hi, it's me. And I'm like, hi, what's up? And she's like, we were doing some stuff with the Ouija board and things. You know about Ouija boards, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know a bit about Ouija boards. What's going on? And this woman is terrified. I don't know if you've ever talked to someone who's got real fear. But someone could be like the biggest asshole to you in the galaxy, and they come to you with real fear, you help them. Period. Just end a fucking list. You help these people. Because real fear is a motherfucker. You're like, wow, this person's really, really afraid. So she says, can you come over here? And I'm like, whoa, there's, like, you're inviting some weird, freaky kid who knows something about the occult to come over to your house? I show up there, and there's three girls there. Here's the scenario. The parents have gone out, right? They got the Ouija board, you know, and they start fucking around with the Ouija board, right? And then things went bad. Things went really bad. Okay, so I'm sitting in there, and they're like, we were sitting there, and a glass moved. And I went, what? They said, a glass moved on the table. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? And they're like, yeah. Yeah, and then we didn't know what to do. And they're totally terrified, right? They don't know what the fuck. This glass moved on their table. This stage, I'm in disbelief. I'm like, okay, this is a big fucking gag, right? Whatever. Okay, you guys are fucking with the nerd, you know, whatever. Let's fuck with the nerd, right? So whatever. I sit down by the table. I'm like, okay, guys, we got to get back on the board because the board's still open. You got to have closure on the board in order to seal this thing, right? So it's just simple Ouija board. Read any Ouija board book. They'll tell you all about it. So, whatever, we all get on the planchette there, and this thing is fucking moving. I'm still thinking, okay, well, that's about as hard as three girls can push. That's fine. They're freaking out, though. That's just it. Like, there's no way you can fake this kind of fear. So I'm like, wow, this is some pretty crazy shit, and I'm starting to get pretty weirded out by this. But I'm still, you know, you're in that total disbelief stage. You're like, okay, whatever, whatever. And then I says, is anyone there? Bang, over to yes. I says, can you give me a sign?
Bad move.
All the smoke alarms upstairs and downstairs in the house go off.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
And I'm like...
I just
gotta
chill.
That's all right. And I'm like, holy fuck. Okay.
Holy fuck!
Okay, at this stage, I, for some reason, am very, very good in critical situations. Not by choice. Totally not by choice.
You'd rather be screaming.
I'd rather be screaming and running around, but somehow I think genetically somewhere in my past I have something that kind of kicks in and later
you
I turn...
You have a Van Helsing gene.
I have a Van Helsing gene and somehow, and later I turn to shit. Okay, like bad shit. Like bad runny yellow baby shit. So I'm like...
Why is he quivering? Well, yesterday he...
So the girls are like, freaking out. They go, like, one of them takes her hands off the board. I get everyone to drop the board right there, right? Get their hands off the planchette until she can come back, right? So they leave. This is why you don't use a Ouija board one-on-one. There's certain, like, metaphysical properties to it. But anyway, so they fuck off. They reset the alarms and they come back. And we then sit there for the next little while going, okay, time for you to say goodbye. You have to leave. You have to leave without hurting anyone. It's just time for you to go. No. It's time for you to go. No. 45 minutes later of me repeating it, going, it's time for you to go, no, you bore the shit out of them. Right? And then they're like, fine, fuck, whatever. And then they just go, goodbye.
You bored the spirit out of them?
No, that's what you do. Because these things are, the way I understand it, is these things feed on emotion. Right? It's like any emotion is energy, right? So you sit there and you're channeling energy into this thing. Why else would it sit there and scare the living fuck out of these three girls? Right? And this is just, I'm purely running on what I know about the occult here. A lot of it's theory. I mean, this is fucking totally strange shit. We've got some people in cult who actually are, you know, practicing occultists, okay? And they could probably back me up on it or whatever. So all I did was got to say goodbye. It said goodbye. They gave me the Ouija board. I left the house, you know? And that was it. That was one of my scary little stories that I had happening amongst... Yeah, I got a free... Oh, and I was real keen to use that motherfucker.
It's a proven working
one.
I was
keen to use that motherfucker.
Remember, fire cleanses.
So, what were the...
Your Ouija board.
Were the walls bleeding, you know, was their fucking faces screaming at me? No. But did all the fire alarms in the house go off? Yeah, it did. I mean, is that supernatural? No. Could it be staged? Doubtful. Pretty hard to fucking set that up.
Not for 12-year-old girls.
Well, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Mm. We can do mine.
.com girls.
As a guy who does electrical engineering for his job, I'd like to say setting up three alarm clocks or three fire alarms in the same house to go off at the exact same time is not trivial. That's hard. That's very, very, very hard. And then they got to time their dialogue out right, too.
Yeah, which is a bitch because I'm like quite a random factor.
Yeah.
You said you got a scary story?
It wasn't really so much what the board said. I mean, the board was saying some weird
Closer.
Stuff. But what was really weird was the transformation of my roommate. She became obsessed with the Ouija board. Like, my shoulders were sore. They hurt because we were doing the Ouija board so much.
Oh, God.
But my roommate, Sabina, just, it was every night. It was 4 hours a night.
I was
we finally
to Ouija
wind
boards.
Up, there was some weird stuff, and we burned it. The board.
Define weird stuff exactly.
Define weird stuff, yeah.
Accurate things. Nothing physical. We kept daring it to make the phone ring, and it never happened. But we'd sit there trembling, waiting for the phone to ring. That never actually happened. But it did come up with some, like we said, okay, definitive test. It was mostly fun stuff. And the other roommate was upstairs talking on the phone, and she came down, and she said, okay, well, tell me what I was just talking about with my brother. And it spelled out, family go to Waikiki. And her face, just like the color drained out of her face, because that's what they've been talking about, was going on a family vacation. I mean, it's not that freaky, but every now and then I just get this, family go to Waikiki, like instant. And I'm just, oh, Ouija board bad.
Well, you got to understand that you there's a certain standpoint you have to have when it comes to Ouija boards and all that sort of thing. Now, there's people who sit and take the metaphysical approach, who are, you know, go with the vibe, you know, and they cleanse and they're spiritually okay. Sean Kay says, fuck all that. I do haunted house clearing with 5 liters of gasoline and a lantern.
Okay. Amen, brother.
That's how that shit works. I am the force of Satan. Yeah, well, the power of Smith & Wesson, I rebuke you. Wham! Fuck you, cowboy! Okay, I have yet to meet the supernatural entity that can physically manifest that cannot be taken out by a 105-millimeter round. Okay, so fuck you. I got an A-10 here, okay? So fuck you there, Godzilla. That's why they don't show up. Now, people seem to think, and they go, well, you know, there's no supernatural. Wait, okay, hang on. Here's a statistic for you, okay? This is just Canada. All right. Last in, I actually have to be accurate with the stat. It was in the 90s, one of the years in the 90s, okay? But any year, actually, in Canada, you have about 35,000 people under the age of 19 go missing. 35,000 in Canada. Okay, so you think about that, 35,000 people. Now, let's say that's a stat. You can don't believe me, check it out. Go check it out. See how many people go missing. Just missing every year, okay, in Canada. So we're like, okay, 35,000, no big fucking deal. Right, you know, runaways. Now, this doesn't mean they're abducted. This means just people don't know where the fuck they are.
Yeah.
So let's go minimums. Let's say 90% of those people are runaways. They're fucking whatever. They fucked up. They were murder victims. You name it. Okay, 90%. So that leaves us 10% of those people. So 10% of 35,000 is what?
3,500.
Okay. Now this is just under the age of 19 now. It's just under the age of 19. So we'll say 10% of those are weird, fucked up things that, like street kids that were there one day and then they're gone, or kids in their room and then they're gone. Okay, or kids who go out and they're camping and all of a sudden they're gone. Okay? And the bodies are not found, they're just gone. Okay, so we got
$3,500. That's just working with minimums now. Now, let's say they're under the age of 19, so we'll say the average one weighs about 100 pounds. Okay? 100 pounds. So, say the average weight being 100 pounds, 100 times 3,500 is 3,500.
Yeah, it's more than that.
35,000.
3.5 million pounds of flesh.
3.5 million pounds. And how many tons is that?
350,000.
Add your zeros.
300
math much?
Okay, whatever. No. How many tons of meat is that?
That's
170 tons.
No, we're way off here. Hang on. 35
people at 100 pounds is 350,000 pounds
divided by
2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds, so it's about 175 tons.
So we have 175 tons of meat, which is disappearing every year. Out of Canada. Now you got to wonder throughout all of history now. Now I'm getting now people who've read the Bloodstained Rabbit are like, "Oh god, here he goes."
Lower their prices.
But you got to think though. You got to think, okay, so we've got you know over 100 tons of meat. It's just and this is working with minimums now, just with kids under the age of 19. We're working on a very very small percentage. Where is it going?
Landfill.
Is it landfill?
That's coming.
I mean, where is this more than enough than a diet to consume something? Why has everything else on the planet got a natural predator except man? Why is that? You think that's, you know, well, God made a fuck you, okay? Why does everything else on the planet have a predator except man?
Two words, opposable thumbs.
Opposable thumbs, true. Okay, but why is it also then that every single culture around the world has exactly the same style of monsters and demons which are occasionally said to be hunting man? There's records of the quote-unquote flesh-eating vampires that go right back to like 600 B.C. Even in the Bible, the great book that is, but even in the Bible they talk about the demons that danced in the towers and the abominations of the temple. Okay, even the people who are the hardcore, you know, oh yeah, you know, back in the day and all that kind of stuff. Even like when people in the regions of the Middle East and all that, who've got some of the oldest records, they will sit there and they will say, yes, there was some bad fucking mojo and things that were eating people. And you go to the Chinese, whose records go way the fuck back, they'll sing the same story about demons and creatures from other worlds that come and eat people. Okay, and then you hear a story about like this. Where, oh, look at that, everything got deployed and our phone lines were cut and people were fucking shitting hawks and there's fucking helicopters flying back and forth. Who are you going to tell? Who are you going to tell? Who's going to believe you? No one's going to believe you. No one's going to believe you. You know, who gives a fuck? People go missing every day. Every day, people go vanishing. They disappear. What was the statistic you gave me, Dak, in New York? They said that there was a certain percentage of murders that could not be explained by rational thought.
They're called murder by unnatural causes.
They find things like people that. Who are bitten in half.
Yeah.
In an alleyway.
There's weird fucking murders. There's like 100 and some odd murders in New York every year that just don't make sense.
People found without a heart. Their chest is intact. Everything there.
No, actually,
there's no heart.
No, there are people that are basically that's more than just serial killers that were accounted for. This is what the coroner used to say. There was weird shit. Actually, I used to talk to the coroner up here in Canada, and he was telling me about a wonderful little case that he was wandering around with. They had about a half dozen girls that had been strangled to death that they could find no marks. There's a thing called a litigation. I think that's the right word. Ligation, which
litigation
is...
Sue,
that's right.
Close, but not quite.
No, one strangles you with paperwork, the other one just strangles
you. Yeah, where you could see the marks from, like, whatever cord or whatever is on the women's throat. But he had about, like, I think it was like five women he had that had been murdered over the course of about 3 years that he could find no marks, and their esophaguses were all crushed.
It's the force.
I mean, you make whatever jokes you want, but the thing is, I've never heard anything about this.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
What about the story about the guy you knew who was a sewer worker who came across that thing wrapped up?
Okay, yeah, basically there was a... This is a weird, weird, fucked up story.
I don't want to hear Jack talk anymore. I'm scared.
This guy used to work supposedly as a sewer worker. Now, what's the matter?
No, go ahead.
Okay, now, he used to say that... Now, this guy had quit. He'd become a complete bum. And his reason, he said that he used to work as a sewer worker. And there was other people who backed up and said the guy did have a job in the city. And apparently, one day, he was down in the sewer, and he came across what he said was a web, and there were like puppies and kitties and rats and other things in it. No big spider, nothing like that. Just he said he found a web with small animals tied up in it.
Aren't there things to do with physics? I remember telling me about this and make that impossible.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying that was
too much. You know, if spiders don't know how to read.
But the thing is,
those same physicists would tell you that it's physically impossible for a bumblebee to fly, but nobody told the bumblebee.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Hold on. Rhetoric does not wash. They have shown how bumblebees fly.
Yeah.
It's quite possible, and they know exactly why.
Yeah. No, it just, there was like, like I said, he never, now, he maybe he
Shut
was...
Shut up, we're trying to scare people.
Maybe he was just a rummy. You know, maybe he was just, maybe he saw something, or maybe he thought he saw something. All I know is, here went a guy who had a, from everyone who used to talk about this guy, he went from having a completely normal life to he completely collapsed after one day. Whatever he saw, be it in his own mind or in
Ever
real
heard
life.
Of schizophrenia?
Yeah. No, that doesn't matter. Does that make it any less frightening?
I got one. Now, this is some weird shit. My dad had some very, very strange friends. Okay, a lot of these guys were good Irish family men. Let's say that.
Leave it at that,
yeah. So they're good guys, okay, and the Irish people are extremely clannish, meaning that they band together in groups. And, like, you have two Irishmen in a work camp somewhere.
Much.
They'll go and they'll be having dinner together before the evening's out because they just seek each other out. And so the Irish have a sort of a strange way of doing things. Now, my dad was respected by quite a lot of really different people. And there was a guy downtown, this brilliant guy. This guy was just a brainiac. They used to call him because my dad's friend ran this hotel. And whenever there was an electrical problem or problem with TV, stereos, equipment, any shit like that, he would call this guy to fix it. This guy was a really weird motherfucker. Okay, he had like a house full of like gadgets and gear and shit, and he would like just total hoongan, right? He'd go and he'd repair stuff. He was like wizard with electronics.
So much like many of the cult members.
Yeah, exactly. So he's got all these fucking books and all this kind of stuff on Tesla. Now the reason why I know about this shit is because my dad comes home one day with a truck full of electronics gear and books, and he's loading it all in the basement. I'm helping him, right? And that's where I heard about Tesla. And I'm like, well, what is all this shit? And he's like, well, not to my dad, of course, what is all this stuff? And he's all, well, this is from this guy. And he tells me this story. Now, this was what he told me. And the truth of the matter is now that I'm older, I think about it, I might even have an explanation for this. But this guy, what he would do is, we'll give the guy the name. His name was Conn, okay, was his name, which is a standard Irish name. A lot of people call it Conn. So anyway, Conn would go, and he would, like, very weird kind of total brainiac guy, but he would go, and he liked to drink. So he would be in the bar one night in Vancouver. Now, the guy didn't have a car, okay? And he'd be in the bar, and he would talk to the other Irishman there. He says, oh, he'd say, I was talking to your brother the other night. He'd be talking to this guy Bill who's in there. And he said, I was talking to your brother. Well, his brother lives in Toronto. Okay, I was talking to your brother the other night. I dropped into the pub down there, had a word with him, and he wants you to give him a call. So the guy's like, yeah, okay, whatever. The guy doesn't even have a fucking car. Okay, he wears like the same set of clothes he wears all the time. He's complete, you know, he's functional, but he's a fucking weirdo. He's a nice nut. He goes, phones his buddy, and sure as shit, he was in that bar in Toronto drinking with him. Saying, oh, yes, I was talking, and this would happen on and on. He would be in Ireland, in the old country, talking with people. Next day, he's back. And he just did this. This is something he did. And they'd go, Conn, how are you getting around? And he'd go, oh, I ride on the back of a pig, he'd say. And he'd laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. That's all he'd say. Oh, I just ride on my pig, he'd say. And fucking he'd howl. Right? And I was like, okay, that's some weird shit, how you're getting around, right? And people occasionally would ask him to get stuff, but he couldn't get big things. He'd bring back a bottle from a county or something like that, but he wouldn't bring back like anything really large. Like there was a certain size and weight restriction, but he had a way of going, no, I can't get that. No, I can't get that. Yeah, I can get that. Right? From an area, which is really fucked up. So my father was very, very respected.
The ringleader's been rubbing his chin here.
So my father is really heavily... My dad's really heavily respected. So one day, Conn comes to him. Actually,
Khan shows up and talks to my dad's buddy who phones him, and he comes downtown. Khan's really upset. He says, Jack, he says, I need your help. And my dad's all, sure, what's the problem, Khan? He says, they're after me. I've got to go. He says, what do you mean they're after you? He goes, well, you see, I don't ride on the back of a pig. And, really? Well, no, this is the Irish way, you know. You sit there, because, you know, he's a little touched, right? But, I mean, it's confirmed the guy's all over the fucking world, okay? Nobody knows how he's getting around. He says, Jack, you got to understand, you see, the way the city is, the way it's laid up, you see, there are frames that open. And he tells about how there's these frames that open up, and at certain times, at certain places, with the right equipment, you can make frames open up. And you step out of one place, and you step back through another frame in another place, and you chart these.
Portals.
Yes. And he says, it's like a gateway, but you got to know what you're doing. And he's talking shit, but he's like mixing it with like Gaelic and stuff. And my dad's sort of getting the gist of this stuff. And he's throwing fucking equations down and Latin and all kinds of crazy shit. Okay? And he's like, but they're after me. And he says, who's after? He says, the nines are after me. He says, who are the nines? He says, the nines are the people from the in-between who know I've been traveling like this and they don't like it.
Nut.
And it's like, okay, how do you know what the nines look like? And they go, well, they're half Chinese and they're half Japanese. That's how you can tell what they look like.
Racial nut.
The difference between them, I'm just looking at people who are Oriental. I can't tell what country they're from.
But that's what he says.
It's not a problem.
And then... You know, it's not if you become familiar with it. Yeah. But anyway, he says they look like they're half Chinese and half Japanese. But bear in mind, I mean, this guy is a fucking loony, right? So he gives all of his shit to my dad and says, take this, I'll be back for it. And vanishes and no one's seen him since. Now, the thing that gets me here is, let's say... He's into some, like, Tesla had some stuff he was talking about, portholes and stuff like that. I mean, this is some warping, all that kind of jazz, okay? And there's people who claim that they've replicated experiments. I mean, the Philadelphia experiment, they warped out an entire fucking battle cruiser.
I'm going to disagree with you on
that. Well, whatever, okay? And, you know, you can go all over the web and find all sorts of resources on this shit. Whether or not you choose to believe it, that's fine. We don't want to shake any pillars of anybody's reality here. But the point of the matter is there are people out there who firmly believe it. Now, if let's say, for example, that this technology is real. I mean, as far being and far stretching as it is, let's just say, for example, it's real. Who would be the people who would have mastered it? Well, it would be the Asian culture, wouldn't it? Because they're the people the most technologically elite on the planet. Right now. They're the guys who are doing the most with electronics around the world.
Disagree.
Well, that's fine.
They're the ultimate imitators. They're not creative.
I don't know if I go so far as to say that.
Name a single processor designed in the Asian.
This is going back a few years, and I'm not going to get into this debate with you. Okay? The point is that if there was something that happened, and if there was an Asian community, like in the Far East who was doing research in this, which is not... So out of control. So what? Yeah, they were imitators. Great. They imitated a bunch of fucking UK Tesla stuff. Okay? And then they mastered it. The Montauk Project was another thing that they talked about, though, but we won't get into that. So it'd be
Does your dad still have this crazy Tesla shit?
No.
Oh.
It's long since rotted and been thrown out. But, I mean...
When he comes back, there's going to be hell to pay.
Well... Be that as it may, this was quite a few years ago. This is said the H of the sevens. Eight of ten, you know, whatever.
some people want to call in with their stories now.
All right, well, let's let them in.
Okay.
You want me to, I was going to ask if I want to do a gross hospital story.
Not tonight.
Nope.
Okay, people can phone in now. The people that do want to phone in probably already know the number. 1-877-729-7268, 1-877-SAY-RANT, and the phone lines are open right now, so phone in with your scary stories, your personal scary stories, not something you're reading off a website.
No, they don't have any information on missing persons.
Canada doesn't have any information on missing persons? Microphones, people!
Enki was just noticing, he's trying to find how many people go missing in Canada every year on the web, and he's having a hard time doing
it. Can somebody bring that up, missing people in Canada?
There's a totally
but nobody goes missing in Canada.
StatCan sells this information. You have to pay huge fucking amounts of information to get this stuff if it can be used for, like, marketing or anything like
Who's
that.
Who's calling?
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
This is Nomad Skitty.
Hey, Nomad Skitty, you're yelling at me. I want to phone in, but you got in.
Because I haven't been able to call in for like forever and a day, and it really sucks. So good, you guys. You guys suck.
Okay, do you have any stories?
My scary stories? Okay, my house is haunted. Like, seriously, my house is so haunted. I'm like all alone, and I'll like hear someone call my name. It'll be like my mom's voice. I'll hear her call my name from a different room, and I'll be the only one home. And then I'll go in there and there'll be like no one there. Or I'll be like up here on the computer and I'll hear TV coming and I'll be the only one home and I'll go in there, like walk down the stairs and the TV will go off.
Really? But you can hear the TV on. Can you see the TV being on?
No, I mean I'll like hear it on. I'll like hear it turn on and then I'll go down there to see if anyone's home and I'll like be walking down the stairs and I'll hear it shut off again and I'll go and check and there will be no one home.
Now what city do you live in?
I live in Brooklyn Park, like right outside of Minneapolis.
Everyone's all, great, you're far away.
Thanks.
Have you ever screwed around with Ouija boards in your house, anything like that?
Yes, I have. Like, a few months ago, me and my friends over here are playing with a Ouija board, and we hadn't even touched it yet. We just got it out, and the thing slid across the board, and then it fell off the table.
Wow. Move much? That's called, hi, Mom, I'm moving the fuck out now.
See, my parents won't believe me. My parents think I'm crazy when I try to tell them that my house is haunted.
Ah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll be sleeping, and I'll wake up, and I'll be laying there, and I'll feel someone sit on my bed, and there'll be no one there, and I can see, like, the little indent from someone sitting on my bed.
Hmm.
My blankets will move, and something will fall off my bed, and it's like, okay.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay, this is actually very, very common amongst adolescent teenagers. Because you are 16 years old, between the ages of 14 and 18, women, for some reason, in the metaphysical community and parapsychology and shit like that, there's all kinds of crazy shit that happens around adolescent girls. And it's not more than just, you know, your body's going to change. And it's not that shit. It's like, seriously, no, there's always been cases of, like, poltergeists and stuff like that because inherently there's, like, a difference with people on, like, maybe you call it psychic energy, call it whatever you like, but it's very, very, very common. Now, I've got a question for you. Have you ever felt threatened by any of this?
No, but it tends to scare the shit out of me often.
But you don't feel threatened by it.
Not really.
It's not like the thing sits on your bed and then tries to attack you or makes you stop breathing or something like that.
I'm not like it's going to like hurt me or anything like that, but it's really scary though because I'll be like laying there and it like sit on my legs and I can't move, but I don't feel like threatened by it or anything, just scared.
Have you ever tried to talk to it?
No, I'm not really up for talking to a bunch of ghosties that live in my house, thank you.
Why not?
Maybe they just need somebody to talk to.
Hey, don't make fun of it. Don't make fun of it.
No. Yeah.
If I thought I had ghosts in my house, fucking A, I'd be talking to them. Hang on, Nomad Santar's got something to say.
Just wondering if you've ever thought of having the electromagnetic conductivity of your skin tested. Apparently people that have a very low resistance to electromagnetic conductance in their skin have a very high occurrence of this type of activity.
Okay.
You totally think we're fucked. Where would she go to get that done?
I'm not exactly sure where. It's not exactly a common thing, but I've seen this type of stuff on certain documentary shows that they actually do this type of testing.
Okay.
What you want to do is, what you'd probably like to do is maybe if you get a chance to swing by the city sometime, or phone the nearest university and see if you got anyone who's involved in parapsychology. And they'll be very, very interested to talk to you about something like this, if you're inclined to.
Go to the gym and get them to test your fat content. They check you.
If you basically do that, because I'll tell you, the way that they take apart...
Your mic's not on.
Sorry. The way they take apart a parapsychology or parapsychological problem is to, first of all, make sure the person is not the cause. So if you're going to do that... You're going to have to answer a lot of questions because they come in there as a skeptic, first of all, which is the best way to do this.
Now, it's up to you, though. I mean, how do you feel about it? What would you like to do?
I don't know.
You're just kind of like, well, whatever.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, well, it's kind of like this. What I would say, well, I can't even make a joke like that. What I'd say is just, you know, keep your wits about you. Start feeling intimidated. Get the fuck out of the house. That's it. That's all there is to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's your scary story?
Yeah.
All right, say what the hell, babe.
What the hell?
That was pretty good.
That was all right.
For all the people who were looking at me really strange as I was unplugging the microphone, I'm sorry, I have to leave, and where I'm going, I actually require my microphone. So I'm not being a microphone guy. I just have to go.
Oh, you brought your own microphone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There's one more thing.
Oh, sure, you're taking your ball and going home.
There's also this stuff about this stuff about poltergeists, though. There's also a lot of cases, though, where they're not real, where they're actually, like, girls that, like, intentionally hurl, like, plates against their walls and then go down and go, like, oh, something was flaring up.
What the hell is going on, Corey?
Girl on the left, it's called teenage hysteria. It's actually the most common finding in the cases of parapsychology.
You told me to be quiet.
You are so... All right, who we got here?
Hey, this is Simplex. I'm in a bad mood.
What? Okay, we got angry Simplex. What's up, Simplex?
Well, I got a scary story for you.
What's the scary
story? AOL Time Warner.
Warner. Uh-oh.
What happened?
AOL match.
The whole AOL thing is really starting to freak me out. I mean, aren't you guys pretty scared that pretty soon nothing you see on the media is going to be, like, unfiltered and not checked by these companies? I mean, what's up with all these gigantic companies that are already huge and gigantic getting together and forming even super gigantic companies?
That goes right back to that whole McDonald's thing where you have medium and large and then super gigantic large.
Right. I mean, it's really ridiculous, and I'm starting to get really freaked out. So I'm glad I'm in cult. I'm glad we're going to have people, you know, that we can rely on and stuff like that. When all this shit starts hitting the fan, like it already has, I mean, you know it, Sean, and everybody there knows it, that we're already on a downward spiral. We're already pretty much fucked ourselves, you know, and we're getting fucked around by these huge corporations. It's just going to get worse and worse every year that goes by. More advances in technology and medicine, everybody and everything, you know, rich getting richer, poor getting poorer. Hopefully cults will still be around, and hopefully we'll still, you know, be able to help people and help each other.
Simplex, I have hope for you, my friend. On Halloween, when you download the Virus Manifesto, I talk about a thing called socio-guerrilla evolution, okay? This is the whole concept of how we in cult have got to basically embrace the fact that the white hat hackers called lawyers have lost. Okay, the dark future is coming, and now it's just to make sure that the core political state has a healthy supply of rats in its walls. And that's where cult comes in, okay? You may as well not even worry about fighting that downward spiral, because it's you can't stop it. Better people than us have tried. So what we got to do is we got to focus on damage control.
That's right.
And the Virus Manifesto, and the second part, which should be out in a month or a couple months or so, is called the Direct Action Manual, the Book of the Damned, and that will be able to talk to people how to set up things like data havens, GPS caching tombs, as well as different ideas and concepts for setting up safe houses, so that when this thing comes, as it is sure to, because everything that I've fucking said since this station started is happening, what a surprise, okay? I mean, way back in the day, check the records. We all said on the cult page that the UK was going to be the guys who went cloning nuts. Way back when, they were the guys who said, yeah, it's going to be the UK, they're going to go wacko. Sure as shit, they're going full Gattaca. Okay, they're selling genes, they're doing all sorts of crazy shit. So now, we've got to be able to dig in, man, and that's what it's all about.
All right, and since that wasn't very scary, actually it's scarier than any ghost story I've ever heard, I'll make some spooky ghost noises.
Oh, that's very scary.
Say what the hell.
Say what the hell, buddy.
Say what the hell.
I think he's gone.
Yes, we don't...
Oh my God, something got Simplex.
Yeah, we don't really need made up or ghost stories when there are these large corporations.
I had the quickest...
The total number of corporations down to six.
I had
tomorrow down to five.
The quickest, weirdest ghost story, or whatever you want to call it, I had was sitting there...
Not quick enough.
Phone call.
Saved by the phone.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hello, zombie!
Hey, what's up? I got a good old story for you people.
You've got a scary name.
Man.
Yeah. Okay, what is it?
Alright, you know, at Taco Bell, I work there, alright?
Really?
Hey, what the hell? Nothing but Taco Bell, alright? I can't say that because it's not an agreement. Alright, a whole bunch of people work there. I know it's all freaky and everything. They all believe in witchcraft and crap.
Believe it.
I live right next to Virginia. Actually, I'm in Virginia.
Yeah?
Live next to Maryland. You know, the Blair Witch crap and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
People say it's all fake and everything. Yes, it is fake, but the witch thing, that is real. The movie is fake, so we went up there to check it out and everything. We had, like, a little board and everything. I forget what it's called.
Ouija board?
Yeah, Ouija board.
Right on.
Trying to find everything. We found the place. Looks like Andy Griffith's place, you know? Movie. It's like, I mean...
Andy Griffith? Ah!
So we walked around, checked everything. something out, you know. Trying to find the little path they took, so we did. We went in the forest and just sat down, bring the Ouija board out and start messing around with it. So I started closing my eyes. Matt and Heather and all the other people were doing it.
You closed your eyes with Matt and Heather?
They were just messing around. Next thing you know, the wind starts picking up, leaves start blowing everywhere, and we're like, okay, what's happening?
Balls.
All right, dude, it's kind of like scared the hell out of me one day. Dude, I thought it was funny afterwards, but weird crap's happening. I cannot explain what. One thing I can know, my eyes were shut and everyone else's eyes are open. When I open my eyes, I hear this big screaming thing above me. Next thing you know, it just fell around a Ouija board. There's a dead black crow with blood coming out of it.
Say what the hell.
That's a pretty good story, man.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah?
What's the thing about me on the cult thing about the Decker? Like, Tommy, what did you do? Hack into Microsoft or something?
No. What that was because the Microsoft got hacked, and somebody was just making a joke saying, "Zombie, have you been bad?"
Meaning, like more like, "Oh, dude, did I do something?" And then I know.
How did they go to me so fast?
No, I don't think you need to worry, buddy. I don't think there's no way you'd accidentally hack Microsoft. Their security's lax. It's not quite that lax.
I'm like, "Oh, dude."
All right, buddy. Say what the hell.
All right, man. What the hell?
All right. Yes, when Lieutenant Major Zomery accidentally hacks your site, it's time to go
shut it
home.
It's time to shut it down and go home, yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, I'm sitting there. All right, fine.
Quick. Okay. I'll turn off the phone.
So sitting at home, got a headphones on, listening to some music, put a book down. Now, I'm certain I put it down.
Oh, no.
Busy writing something. I reach down to get the book. I can't find the book.
Uh-huh.
The book's across the room.
Okay.
That's all. I have no idea. That's just weird.
And you never got up?
No. I couldn't. I was at the extension of my headphones. If I moved any more, it was like I was...
What do you want, girl?
I'll take one.
A pop?
No.
They're coming from that direction.
No.
You want a microphone?
The only scary story I really have is looking out the window one night. This is back when I was, I think, about 13, and seeing one of the stars in the sky moving relative to all the other stars. Like, I know that if you're staring at a single bright spot in isolation, it can seem to move. But this sucker was moving around other stars. It was looping around. It was jerking around.
Really?
That's my glasses.
That's called the UFO? I've seen several of them.
Yeah, and I stood there and I watched the thing for about. I watched the thing until I got bored. Okay. After all, I was like, okay, it's still moving. There's not a hell of a lot I can do from down here.
We see so many fucking UFOs in BC. It's like, oh yeah, hey, morning. You know, seriously, you will like walk out. You know, you got your cats.
Yeah, morning.
This is. I mean,
we have all the spaceports here.
This is why I normally don't see these things because this was only when I had my bed arranged a certain way that I could look out my window and see stars at any point during my childhood, and my eyesight is fucked, okay? But I knew something I could, you know.
Did you use binoculars at all or anything?
No. I just put on my glasses. That's as best as I could do. I didn't have anything like that. But
I've got a scary story from a different perspective.
No, other people need a turn.
Oh, do you have a scary story?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, somebody give him a mic. Have we got a mic on that couch?
Should be a mic.
Okay.
There's one.
12 minutes,
right? Oh, yeah, that's right.
12
so
minutes.
I think I can do it in less than 12 minutes.
That's okay.
It's amazing how many scary stories are somehow in some way linked to the ringleader. But
he's a weirdness magnet. What do you want?
Anyway, one spring, just after the spring thaw, a friend of myself and the ringleaders comes in and needs extra hands for a road rally.
Oh, I remember this story.
And I figure, yeah, okay, sure, this sounds like fun. Let's go on a road rally. So anyhow, the first day of the road rally goes fine. The second day seems to go fine. We all meet at the checkpoint at the end of the rally. And everybody's waiting for everybody to come in to tally up the points and everything like that. And one team doesn't come in. We're like, shit, where's the team? So me and Tom, the guy that organized the rally, we decide... Let's go out and look on the last leg, because everybody saw him at the beginning of the last leg of the rally.
What is a road rally, just so these people know?
Essentially just a timed race over back roads from point A to point B. There's a whole bunch of different legs, and they add up the points you get for each leg. And
it's a race. So it's like kind of like a road race. It's not.
Yeah.
Is it dangerous? Is it pretty dangerous, or what?
It can be very dangerous. There's a few points I'll leave out that the ringleader almost killed us, but...
But this isn't using, like, high-performance vehicles. It's just vehicles.
You could use high-performance vehicles if you want. In this case, it was a club rally. You know,
so it's not, like, really high-end shit. It's just, like, you know, a bunch of boys who got some good stuff, and away you go.
No, but you do have a 3,000-foot cliff on one side and one wrong move, and you're over the edge.
Right, okay.
Anyway, so we decide we're going to go out and look for this last team that got lost. Or seems to have gotten lost because they never showed up at the final checkpoint. We head out, find no sign of them. We're on our way back. We check with a couple of people that happen to live out there, get on the phone, manage to actually finally find out that they did make it back through a different route. So we're fine. Okay, they're safe. No big deal. It's now dark. Okay? It's dark. So we're heading back. It's pitch black out. There's no stars. You're in the middle of it, but there's heavy clouds. A little bit of wind, nothing. And all of a sudden, chunk, transmission goes. Middle of fucking nowhere.
Perfect.
Oh, like, oh yeah, we've got no radio, no phone.
No flashlight.
No flashlight.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Wow, does that suck? Not even a fucking
I had a flashlight actually in my bag in a different car. With the ringleader, I might add. So anyhow, we decide, well, we're basically screwed. We got to walk. And we're miles from anything. We're walking along. The only... Tom cannot see anything.
Just you and Tom now.
Just me and Tom. That's it. Walking along, I can tell the difference in the shade of brown between the roadway and the grass on the side of the road. That's all I can see. This is cattle country. Coyotes and wolves happen to live in the area, bears, whatever. This is also cattle country. That's all that's out here. We're wandering along, and finally we come to... there's an Indian reservation coming up, and there's some houses on the outskirts of it.
Oh, good.
We stop at one and go, can we use your phone? They won't open the door. We're like, okay. He goes, no, bad, you go away. Whatever. Two or three hours later, okay, fine, we'll just keep walking until we get to someplace. And I'm joking to Tom about, you know, this is werewolf territory. Bad move. About a minute after that, we suddenly hear this absolutely horrid sound that sounded very much like a scream of terror death of a cow, and then the sound of rending metal. Tom and I stop. There's dead silence after this. No more sound, just that's it. For 2 minutes, we stood there, and I'm like, Tom, what do you think that was? It's just a cow falling over. But for 2 minutes, we stood there saying nothing.
Rending then, metal with a cow.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, rending metal and the sound of a... Might have been a cow. It sounded vaguely similar, but can't give any closer. And it was simultaneous. It wasn't like it was the cow dying and then rending metal. It was at the same time. And we seriously stood there for 2 minutes, not moving, you know, figure, what? Don't move. It won't see any movement. It won't come after us, whatever it might be. After 2 minutes, he's like, I believe it was just a cow. We should go now.
This is your reality pillar speaking. You've just heard a cow. That is all you've heard.
Do please not mind the cracks in the bass. Keep walking.
And please keep moving.
I like to point out that when you hear the horrible rending sound of an animal being killed in some manner that you'd like to avoid yourself, generally, it's a good idea to fuck off immediately while the thing's busy eating the cow.
There's
logic.
That would be a good theory, except there was no sound of the cow being eaten.
Right then, still sounds good. So what is that? Is that the extent of your story? What happened here?
That was it. That's all. Like, we managed to get out of there.
We're still here, isn't he?
We're still here.
No, I died.
Well, considering...
I tried to kill him.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's APOC.
Hey, APOC.
How you guys doing?
Not too bad. What's up, man?
The scariest thing that has ever happened in my life actually happened to me tonight, a few hours before the show.
What was that?
You thought you'd miss it, and it scared you.
Yeah, you know, I... right. I was talking with my sister, who I talk to very rarely. She lives close by, but I'm not really close with my family at all. Anybody who really knows me knows that I have a girlfriend in China right now, and she and I, she was out here in, August, and she hung out for a month, but my sister never met her and whatever. So my sister calls up, And she starts asking me about her, which is, you know, all cool. And she asks the normal questions and everything. And then she asked me whether she, like, celebrates Christmas and what her religious beliefs are. And then she starts going off, like, later on Halloween and how it's this evil pagan ritual and all these missing people are, like, going and becoming part of this satanic stuff. And it's, like, all this stuff out of, like, those little chick magazines that you get, like the Christian,
yeah, the little,
like,
the little scary, you know, D&D is bad, it's all messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, those are awesome.
Oh, you're not telling me that your sister turned into a rabid foaming at the mouth psycho Christian, are you?
Yeah, it's like, I smell the stench of the Christ upon you. I mean, it was I know, it's sad, man. I'm like, oh, I lost a soldier. It's not good.
It always hurts
I
one.
I smell the stench of the Christ upon you. Did he say that?
Yeah.
That's mighty!
Yeah, it's totally not a good scene. So, yeah, you know, it's funny because all my siblings, you know, when I was a kid, it's like my sister, Linda, this is who I'm talking about, she actually went out and she was like, you know, total party chick and like, you know, she fought my mom tooth and nail and she like refused to get like confirmed Catholic. And this is like where I started thinking about like all the, you know, the alternative views and, you know, there's other choices out there and stuff. And like now she's just totally going, like, she went off and, like, joined this freaky church and stuff, and, like, wow, I don't know, it's very scary. And the same thing happened with my brother. When I was a kid, he was, like, telling me, like, you know, man, labels are bad, you know, like just because people wear Nike shoes, don't bother, you know, that kind of shit. And, like, that's who I kind of became, and I looked up to my brothers and sisters, and now they're all, like, my brother is, like, captain, like, oh, I have to buy, like, you know, the Tommy Hilfiger crap, and it's scary. So, yeah, it's not a good scene over here.
At least
Buffalo.
He's not a rabid psycho Christian.
That's, you understand, APOC? Wait for this. Wait till you see the bend I put on this. You ready for this one? That's what happens when people aren't in cults. Isn't that, that's
good,
a good
stretch.
That's a good stretch, eh? I like that. See, if they were...
She's in a cult, all right.
Yeah, she's in a cult, all right. That's the cult with a C, for Christ. Anyway, so...
Thanks for phoning. That is pretty scary. That scared me.
I got a quick question for you. Has Smokehouse sent you anything yet?
Yes, he does. It's in my mailbox now. I was just looking it over before I called.
Okay, good enough. As soon as you've made your little additions / corrections, make sure you forward it to me.
I will do that, so.
Rock!
All right. What the hell?
All right. Excellent.
I'd have to agree. Organized religion, the ultimate horror story.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Besides,
those choir boys wanted it. Look at how they were dressed.
I know Sean
I just wanted a candy bar, man.
I know most of the people here have had pets. At least I believe everyone here in the room has had pets.
I think it was a pet on the head. Should have held it.
Is it not the freakiest thing in the world when you're home, the only person there is your pet, and the cat or the dog looks up at a point in the wall or the ceiling and
there's
starts meow, meow. Like, what the fuck are you looking at?
Oh, yeah. Hi, you're on...
No, I had hamsters.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Optic.
Optic.
Said I wasn't going to call in, but all right. I got conned into it.
You made it.
Uh-huh. All right, you want scary stories, huh?
You have a haunted car story, Christine story?
Worse than that.
Okay.
Worse than
okay,
that.
Okay, a few years ago, about 3 or 4 years back, I used to actually be real heavy into the paranormal. I used to, like, actively go out hunting for this shit, a.k.a. hunting for big trouble.
This is called Cthulhu busting.
Yep.
Pardon?
This is called
Cthulhu busting.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was this one particular site in Ohio. I'm going to be real short on this one because it's a 36-38 hour trip that was involved. But
okay, sum up.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you guys about the scary part, the first one. We would go out to this orphanage that had burned down, 100 years ago or so. And it burned down, took all the lives, supposedly haunted there. People who have seen things, etc.
Potential
so,
Darwin Award
winner
here.
Halloween, we decided we'd go out there. And this was 2 years ago. I was in my car at the time. We went out to this place. And we'd gone there 2 years prior. This is in middle of nowhere. There's only an unpaved trail to it. There's, like, no way to get to it by a normal road. Nobody goes near it. So we go down there. This is a one-lane dirt road. We're, like, 100 yards from the site proper. Okay, there's two cop cars there in a roadblock configuration. Now, this is not normal. And I'm carrying weapons in the trunk.
It could be a speed trap.
Well, we were praying that. The one cop comes over, and these are like, they're parked in such a configuration that we can't see their county markings. I'm going, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, and I'm in the driver's seat. This is bad. Cop comes over to the car. He's wearing sunglasses.
Oh,
now, bear in mind, this is like at 11 at night.
Well, there's state troopers. They can see in the dark.
We breed them that way.
So what happens?
Well, he comes over to the car. He says, okay, turn around, go back home. You are not wanted here. Only it's in this voice that I couldn't possibly describe as normal or describe, period. It's like, you ever heard like a vocoder?
Huh.
It's like that, except he doesn't have the prerequisite tracheotomy or whatever.
Tracheotomy.
He's got the little voice box. His voice just sounds like this. My eyes get real wide and I say, yes, sir. Turn around. Cop car followed us to the highway. We're watching. We got one person because there's five of us in my car. We got one person watching the rear. And as soon as we turn on the on-ramp, this guy turns on as if following us. And just a bit of fog comes over him. It's a little foggy out. Patch of thick fog comes over him. They look. He's gone.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun.
Did
you ever go back?
About 36 hours trying to get home. We got totally lost. Road signs were vanishing. Took us 36 hours to find our way back home. And we were about, an hour away from home at most.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yes, it was a very scary trip.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Hey. I think that's it, and I think we should call it...
A night.
A night.
That's really scary.
Pokemon.
Pokemon is scary.
Summoning demons for children.
Summoning demons for children.
All right, guys, so we're going to go around the...
No, that's Harry Potter.
The mic was off. She said it was Harry Potter.
All right, so I guess we got
to
go.
In the IRC.
We'll go through the IRC just as soon as...
Holy crap, look at all these people.
Okay, here we go.
I'm on to the bitter end.
Oh, that's scary.
Yep.
That's okay. I'll say it for them. Here we go. In the IRC tonight, we had... Smearing Mr. Echo... Oh, easy now. Smearing Mr. Echo, Emilio X, Artemis and Leia, Decker Apocalypse, Integrity, Live, Lieutenant Member Zombie, Paley, Pseudo, Enki, Link RX, M Bike. Fuck is right. Paradox, Red 5, Rooster, Gargoyle, Desaad. I'd like to get verification there's a gargoyle named Desaad. Josh K, Sideslide, Yakman 123, Crazy, I think it's Crazy about Gargoyle, Apoc, Gonfaro, oh, Guardian Pharaoh, there we go. Junior Bomber, Gonfar, it's that Spock's thing. Gonfar. Junior Bomber, Rasnikolikov, Gelatinous Cube, Optic, Razor, Imagine, Nomad Eway, Nomad Anomaly, Buck X, Half Elf, Ventaloop, Judas Kexler, Plastic, Punk of Evil, Rambid Wombat, Skitty Terrell, Null Device of Death!
That's a good one. That's awesome.
Nomad Horfin, Prophet Nixter, Prophet Broken, Music God 1, No Deal, Spidey, Starberry, Tenchi UK, Y2 Karma, Zerstar, Prophet, Smokehouse, Guardian, thanks for doing the review, Ronan Microcube, Ronan Sariot, Squajita, Quacati, Gotti, out of way. Spider Female. Spider is Female. She's never going to let me live that down because I got her the Spidey fucking totally confused. And she's like, she's putting her army over it.
Yeah, that's the noise.
Biker, Vampire Soul Trans, our test subject, Aunt Jemima, Captain Pike, Gargoyle Snake, K, Nomad Zootroy, Ominous Animus. Ominous Animus. Seizing Starfish, and Stats.
Stats. The ever-present stats. Collecting stats.
I love the name Sneezing Starfish. Sneezing Starfish is the bomb.
I'm sorry, no.
I love this.
This
is the device of death. I'm never going to forget. It's just like...
but nothing beats Poison Cheeto.
Oh.
Ever closer does he draw to the Poison Cheeto.
I think Snorgasm is a pretty good fucking
one. That's a pretty good one, yeah.
Got a bone saw in your Jeep, man? Because I swear to God, I've cut off all circulation to my right leg sitting on the edge of this goddamn couch. And I can't feel my toes anymore. I don't think there's any hope.
Yes.
You're just going to have to amputate right away.
I will be able to help you.
It'll come in handy for my costume anyway.
Cut it off.
Will this do?
Okay.
Just going to cut it off with
the
big sword.
Let's go around the room and say goodbye so we can all get blood circulation.
Okay. This is Girl on Left saying see you next week with my normal hair.
This one doesn't reach over there. I'll have to pass that one down or... This one, then. That one.
Somebody...
This is Nomad Centaur off on the new crusade.
This .com girl saying it's been fun, it's been scary.
This is Ronan Mack saying, stick with me, Eddie, when you will dance again.
This is PVM saying, remember, on November 7th, vote early, vote often.
This is your old Uncle Dax saying, a serious word for a second, remember the origin of Halloween. It's supposed to be a festival of the dead. Uh-huh. So here's to all those that have gone beyond.
Wow, that's the weirdest fucking thing you've ever said.
Yeah. And that's, yeah, pretty intense. This is the ringleader saying, it's been nice.
This is Drexel saying, next week I won't be dressed so radically. As a professional driver, I will have my normal clothes.
It was
on.
Pretty scary. Like, you're way out.
Your costume frightened me the most.
This is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, wait till Halloween. We got the good stuff coming.
This is Enki saying, nothing very interesting. God damn.
Got to think something up, some tagline.
I was trying, but I'm dumb.
Suddenly I feel really, 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 really insecure about myself.
You know, there is a fine line between honesty and stupidity.
And Smarian.
And we prayed for 3 hours to our Cthulian god surrounded by candles up on there.
Oh,
Cthulian god.
Wow, we're God-observant.
Surrounded by Dr. Pepper. It is a sight to behold.
Sacrifices to the
sacrifice.
Yeah, yeah, Cthulhu Katagan.
This is Sean Candy, the fucking man, about to kill everyone in the room.
And we'll see you all in 6 days and 21 hours, and listen to next week, and it'll be a normal show.
And it won't be
so
scary.
Abnormal.
And
it won't
be
so dark. It was a really scary show. It won't be so dark in the webcam.
Goodbye!
Bye-bye!
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.